Broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I got a baguette in my pants, 24/7.
A baguette.
Howdy. Howdy. Listen, lots of stuff we could talk about right up front before we actually start the show today. For goodness sakes, Mike just announced in the office that he would like to take his girlfriend's dog, put it in the jacuzzi, and go to the bathroom on it. Well,
paybacks are hell.
Fair is fair.
But he peed on my pants.
You're weird.
And I wasn't wearing them. They were in the closet. Pulled it up brand new with the tag still on them, and you know, they were low enough to his level, and I
just
came out.
Just another fantasy.
And
put the dog in the jacuzzi, put the lights down, stand up on a chair, I guess.
Some people pay for that.
And show him, you know, this is what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
And as he looked up, you know.
That would work if he wore pants.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to take his pants. You know, I'd go where he likes to hang out.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're not doing the show today. Out of respect.
Is this the work stoppage today?
Yes. C.
Day without immigrant.
In that case, I would like to thank Maria for coming to work today at my house.
Your illegal immigrant maid?
I think she's perfectly legal.
No. I couldn't tell any difference.
No, not really.
How are you looking for?
Be between legal or illegal?
No, I mean, I just thought...
You mean boycott and no boycott?
I somehow thought the air would be fresher. The sun would be brighter. Perhaps not be a cloud in the sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Food would taste better. TV would watch better. Books would read better.
Right. None of that happened?
No.
Nothing really changed?
It was a day... It was built up almost like Christmas. You know, a day without immigrants.
City shut down.
Excuse me, Buzz?
Cities shut down. That was the prediction.
Happy Monday, Buzz.
Yeah, all the illegal immigrants were getting together to have a big party.
Yes.
And what that meant was if you weren't going to go where their party was,
right.
Well, suddenly, welcome to a little place I like to call My America.
Did anybody go to any fast food joints around town?
I didn't, no.
Just wondering.
Figured they were closed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's mainly your legals, though, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Is this a work stoppage only for illegal immigrants?
Or anyone who supports them.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I don't really know how to say this in your native language, but good for you. That's what America's all about.
Bueno arbusto.
Yes, bueno, bueno.
And, of
muy
course,
bueno.
We must learn how to say this in Spanish, or whatever language it is our immigrants are speaking these days. Listen harder. That's the new motto for the show.
Bravo!
Whatever language.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doesn't matter what language.
Listen harder.
And that's only for, you know, documented people.
Well, with all of the hollow promises on Friday about bringing back the old weather-beaten crap that we did 10 years ago, the truth of it is, we're here, we're queer, we're doing the show. We're putting out the grade-A material. We put it on you, our beloved illegal listeners.
Right.
What you do right now is make plans to join us Wednesday night. At Hank's Place.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Mike's Joint, O'Mara's, in Manassas, Virginia. The first 1,000 people through the door. And these are going to be collector's items because when the monthly ratings come out next month, I guarantee freaking tea we ain't going to be number 15.
That's right.
We might move up to 14.
Yeah, for example.
But this will be a collector's item.
Mm-hmm.
It says, listen harder. Number 15, Don and Mike. And then some crap about Free FM on the bottom of it.
Very, very good.
These collector's items will be given away at O'Mara's on Wednesday night to our first 1,000 listeners.
Or a slightly smaller number that would be legal capacity for the people in the joint.
Well, if you're waiting outside to get in.
If there's a line and you come back, I mean, well, the first 1,000 people to show up will get them.
Amen. So that's Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. Come on out as we start the worst to first climb. And get your card, or get your
button.
Get your button.
Let me see. Can I see the button? That's nice. That's the artwork there.
Yes. Yeah, see, I said card because they look like cards in the stuff that the art department did.
Sample.
And we just had the word two taken out because it said listen harder two.
Right.
Like listen harder to. We just take out. The message is just listen harder.
Listen harder because we want to improve from that dismal number 15.
So yes, please. Just listen harder and thank you very hard for that. Mm-hmm. And before we actually start, then, if you would give me just a moment, very seriously, a sexy tape.
Oh.
A sexy tape.
It's always time for that.
I ask you not.
What could this be?
Sexy.
Pray
lady.
Tell.
Sexy lady. There's no doctoring of this tape.
Good.
It's really, swear to God. It's
you can doctor tapes.
It's Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
Mm, I'm not kidding you. Hi, Oprah.
Hey, sexy.
Hi.
I miss you so much. Most of the day I thought about you. I miss your kisses. I miss your arms around me. I miss your lips, your hands, your legs, all of you. God, I miss you. I need you.
Wow.
Like I said, not a joke.
Hey, Jack. Who is she talking to?
She's talking to me.
A special message from Oprah to you?
To Donnie.
Oh, she's talking to, I'm not really sure, man. I'm not really sure.
I miss you so much. Most of the day I thought about you. I miss your kisses. I miss your arms around me. I miss your lips, your hands, your legs, all of you. God, I miss you. I need you.
There she is.
I've been waiting.
So sexy.
Waiting to hear those words.
You know what that is?
What?
That's a variation on a bit we've done with you, Buzz Burbank. That's Oprah Makes the Sexy Call.
Sure is.
I hear that, and I think...
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
Are you kidding me? A baguette. Absolutely. Oh, hey. Catch off guard. Somebody better tell the producer we've started the show.
Rob, the show is beginning now. It's beginning a little earlier.
Happens later, Mike.
No. No.
Happening now, Rob. Your favorite part, Mike.
Hey, sexy. I miss you so much.
Hi, Oprah.
Today I thought about you.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, and on the West Coast, it's noon to 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ow! If you get the live version of the show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
I got you, Tony.
Hello.
Oh, hi there, Julia.
Hello.
Life is a highway, friends. This dude said, what, Tom Cochran,
right?
One hit wonder he is, right?
Yeah, right.
Handsome.
I'm pulling your way.
He's Wang.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know. You're real funny at that dinner, though.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Look at there's some big-headed freak at the door.
He's mildly retarded.
How's your work stopping?
How's your big-headed freak?
That's me, BHF. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Delicious Gay Johnny Cake. And all the ships at sea. Here, sits in the herd, are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Right. Rob's wearing his orderly shirt.
Not in my show. You know, I hate to think what you're saying about what I'm wearing behind my back. Because I've already heard what you said about Buzz's outfit.
Broadway choreographer.
Right. He thinks you look like Bob Fosse.
Well, thank you. That was a compliment.
And he thinks Rob is wearing an orderly's outfit.
It's just the way that... Well, you pulled the shirt down, but the collar was kind of like hanging. I'm wearing a damn great t-shirt. That's all. Yeah. And nothing else.
Looks good.
Yeah, come on, Brad Pitt. Lay it on me. I'm ready for it. What's wrong?
What does the sweatshirt say on it today?
The college I'm paying for my kid to go to.
Clemson with the black turtleneck underneath?
Yes.
I think you look great.
Oh. Okay.
I really do. I think you look good.
He's a fake.
No, he's not. He's my friend. This is the Don and Mike Show, you tards. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Monday.
Monday!
And, you know, if you did the rabbit thing, good for you. 05-01, odd 6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Got retarded, and here are the phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening in Washington, D.C., where we are, that's right, number 15 rated. We got to live with that for about 28 more days. We're going to pound it down your throats.
You better listen and listen often.
Number 15. Proud of it. WJFK. In D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067. Show is also there for you on iTunes. About 100 episodes. You go to iTunes.com under Talk Radio. And we're on the internet at Donamike website. .com. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Hey, I was at McDonald's today in Opal, and it was shut down. I mean, dead.
I told him. Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious, man. I mean, it was shut down. No, they had the gate.
Where are you calling from where you said there was a McDonald's shut down?
Well, I was in Opal today, but I live in Culpeper. But,
right, so you're in Virginia.
In Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia, sorry, guys.
So you're saying, I'm on the scene news reporter, you're saying there's a McDonald's that is closed down because all of the illegals are not there to run the place?
Yeah.
It's closed for business. It's not. They're not selling burgers.
Are you sure, like, the toilets weren't overflowing or that there wasn't a problem with a grease fire there?
Gas leak?
No, it was shut down.
Was there any signage to indicate that they were shut down due to the lack of workers?
No. Everybody was pulled up to the drive-thru, staring at the sign, wondering why there's nobody talking to them. And,
what were you planning on enjoying for breakfast this morning? Or was it lunch?
It was lunch.
Oh, hold on. Let's guess.
Now, seriously, remember what your order is, and we're all going to guess and tell us which one, and we will mention our names beforehand.
Of course. I think it's an extra value meal. And I'm going to go with, after hearing this guy, I'm going to go with a crispy chicken extra value meal. Mike.
Don, I will say that he's going to get a double quarter pounder with cheese and a supersized fries.
Buzz.
I'm going to say McNuggets, all McNuggets.
All right, which one of us, Rob, you want to guess?
Standard quarter pounder with cheese.
Standard quarter pounder.
All right, honest, what'd you get?
What would you have gotten?
Probably a double quarter pounder.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you.
Like
it. It's a lot of meat. A lot of meat in that.
Yeah, I work construction too. Ain't nobody on site today. It was dead.
So your construction site was also decimated.
Yeah, it was.
Did you show up for work today?
Oh yeah.
So were you able to work?
Oh yeah. I was able to work.
Was it nicer?
I didn't have to put up with them today.
It was more nice
there
today.
There it is. There we are fueling that fire.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
We're throwing gasoline on fire.
Yes,
what the hell?
Yeah.
We're pyromaniacs.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hanging
crazy now, ain't
they?
Bye. Hanging crazy now, ain't they?
Goodbye to you.
Wow. None of them around.
People. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás? I just wanted to tell you that to say listen harder in Spanish is muchas escuchas.
Well, no, is that really?
That's probably something
that
like
that. Sounds naughty.
Probably something like I want to go on your mother.
Doesn't sound right.
What Mike wants to do to his dog, I want to do to your mother.
Escuchar is to listen.
Escuchar. Muchas escuchas.
If you want to tell somebody, you say escuchas. It means you listen. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. You don't know anything about the Spanish language. I do. I'm off today, so I'm relaxing, you know?
Are you supporting the work stoppage?
Yeah, why are you off today?
Because I'm here. I was told to. By all my people.
He was told to by all his people.
It's muchas escuchas.
Muchas escuchas. Yeah. Sí. Yes.
Right, listen harder. So what have you done today in support of your brothers and sisters who are here illegally?
Well, I watched the television, and I had a few coronas.
What did you watch? You watched The Price is Right?
He did hear what he said. He had a few coronas.
You watched The Price is Right? You watched The View? You watch any cable?
The Millionaire TV show.
You watched The Millionaire TV show.
Yeah. Incidentally, The Price is Right would be The Cuanto es Correcto.
Hey, bueno. Madre está estúpido.
What's that?
Tu madre. Did
you just say my mother's stupid?
No, he said tu madre.
Yeah.
That means your mother.
Yeah, tu madre.
Tu adios, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye-bye, friend.
Bye!
Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah. It wouldn't be fun. Are you kidding?
Wouldn't be America.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I just want to let you know that I actually went to a Wawa in Woodbridge today, and I understood what they were saying.
Oh, dear. We're definitely getting point-counterpoint on the Don and Mike show today.
It wasn't supposed to work that way.
Well, no, sure it was supposed.
Yeah.
Sure it was.
I worked at a construction site, and I got a lot of work done today. I'm going to get those goals. I got more work done than I normally do. I was there by myself, and I built the whole building myself.
Uh-huh. Like after one day of anybody not helping, yeah, the white guys wouldn't be just as lazy. And let's be honest.
Right.
You know, not a day. Mm-hmm. I'm saying maybe the white man would be motivated for 90 minutes. Like, God damn, finally, it's just us. Let's show what the Aryans can do. You know, 90 minutes later, it would be the exact same thing. God damn, I would kill for a burrito at 7-Eleven. Well, let's get in our American-made car and drive over there, friend.
Otis, you got any beer in your truck? I swear to God, I'm not putting up any more drywall. Jesus, get the beer out of your truck. F this. When are they coming back?
I like to die.
I like to fall out.
I feel like taking me a nap. Hey, ain't that what they call siesta? No, God damn it, it's a nap.
Otis, tell Bobby and Joey to put this drywall, lean it up against the tree. I need the shade. I'm going to take a nap underneath it.
It'll take me a nap right now.
Oh, man.
You know what I'd die for? Taco Bell open?
Let's go to Taco Bell. I don't care if there's a work stoppage.
No, I eat there.
Jesus.
It's American food.
Man.
It's got chemicals in it. It's been prepackaged for my consumption.
Man, we're going to go. Look, hey, Joey, get Mickey. We're going to Taco Bell. What do you mean Juan has the keys? Jesus. What's rule number one?
Ah, it's a beautiful day. You know what I say? Open all the windows in the shop. You know why? No smell of them. Look at them on the TV.
We can take care of this job, no problem at all. 90 minutes later, so I'm going home.
Man, it's so great without them around. I got high, I got drunk, I worked my man, and now I'm watching me some Jerry Springer. God damn.
Man, oh man. Then about 5 o'clock, where are they? Come on. I'm not doing this myself. I'm going home.
Hey, this work is beneath me.
Man, oh, man. I am a foreman. Do you understand?
I'm not a smart man.
Yeah.
But I love you. My Jenny. My little Mexican Jenny.
Man, this business, I swear to God, I built it with my bare hands and 45 immigrants.
I'm fine with it today. I put on the company line, but I'll be at 7-Eleven tomorrow. Say, come on now. Jump in the back of my truck. Come on now. Let's get back to work.
You know you're going to hear that all over the place. We got more work done today than we've gotten in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They're coming back, right?
Yeah.
They're coming back tomorrow, aren't they? Yeah.
So I'll tell you something, man. I don't mind doing this job. This part of the job is, you know, it ain't made for me. You know what I'm saying?
And tomorrow's the aches and pains day, too. Yeah. You know, geez, my back. I swear to God, I'm going on workman's comp.
Marge, where's Isaac Hot? and whatnot.
What do you, woman? You know what happened? I actually had to carry something up a flight of stairs yesterday.
I sprained my finger. Well, no, he was coming down the stairs. I was going up the stairs, and I was picking. Damn it.
Do what you do best. Bend over and be a coffee table for my beer.
Come on, honey. I've had a long, hot day. I know it was cold out. I had a long, hot day anyway.
Why are the windows open?
Because it smells like America today.
Smells like my America today.
Yeah. And when are we going to have all of us go down to the major cities and get a day off work? I'm upset about this.
We can do it without them. Maybe. I reckon. Reckon or whatnot.
You know what? I have half of mine to go down to Mexico and find out whatever their song is, their theme song for their country.
Their anthem.
And sing it in American.
We will sing it. We will translate it into American and sing it to them.
I'd puke on the words, of course. But I would sing it. Oh, I love Mexico. Because it's brown and dusty and warm. And you can get meds anywhere. And you don't get sex shows. And, of course, the finest food south of the border. How you like that? I like you people singing our song.
It's about 4:30 and this workday has sucked. This sucks.
Where are they?
When are they coming back?
Hey, you're not... Billy Ball, you're not going to believe this. I just seen Hector on CNN. I ain't kidding. And he was wearing a shirt for the shot. I seen him interviewed.
Damn it. I hate this. All right. Is there a protest or whatever or whatnot thing going to be done tomorrow, that ever, whatever?
God, no. They'll be late tomorrow.
Damn.
That's the way they are. I tell you what. Whew. I'm tired.
I tell you, when they come back tomorrow, I'm going back to the way it used to be. I'm doing what I do every day. Nothing. Except tell people where to go and what to do.
What to do.
Highly productive day. I'll tell you that. Yes, sir.
Are you kidding?
Up 1,000%, sir.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
You know why?
Good night talking to you, sir. Goodbye, sir.
I had to stay on the site all day today. Not give out the instructions and then leave and go somewhere and do something nobody knows about.
I tell you something.
These French fried potatoes.
I have indentations in my beautiful Guido hair, even though I don't have that accent. In my mullet. I have indentations in my mullet. Do you know why?
Why?
I've had to wear a hard hat today.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. That's an accessory. Why am I wearing that?
This will not stand.
Because they're not here.
Duh.
Why can't they do it on a Saturday or a Sunday? I mean, come on, it's America, for God's sake.
God, I can't hang this. I don't even know how to do it. It's been 20 years. Where's Joaquin? Joaquin does this. Damn it. Please come back. Please come back to the site. They all walked off the site at 9 a.m.
Maybe it's like when our critters run away. Hold on. Let me go out to the back porch. One! Come here, boy! One!
Oh, what the hell are they all so darn fur mad anyway?
Daddy got Slurpees!
Man, oh man.
Slurpees! Oh, tater chips!
Hello, Mr. President. This is Ken Tucker. I need my Mexicans back. Jesus!
Tackling the issues of the day. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, news talk. News talk time.
I went to a
23 past talking about the serious issue. It's the rallies today. It's polarized America. Yeah, the left or the right of it. There's no gray area. Hello, sir. Where do you weigh in?
Hey, I went to a Chipotle today. The line was out the door. They were going crazy.
Thank you for your input. Would that be blue state or red state checking in?
You bet you red.
You bet you red. How about you?
Red.
How about you?
Red. How about you red?
Like red snapper.
Red snapper.
Nothing quite like that red snapper.
No, I enjoy that.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Funny. Funny stuff.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And whatnot.
Oh, people.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Well, we take a break here. Service well later, but I see every line ringing now. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, radio guy.
Right, howdy.
How's it going?
Oh, come on, please. Please, big.
Oh, no.
Bring it up to speed. It's a great day for all natural born Americans. Please don't ruin this day for us. Don't bring down all of us collectively, sir.
I live in a little farming community northwest of Woodland. And I went, northwest of Sacramento. It's called Woodland. Uh-huh. And I tried to go to my...
No wonder the call's been so successful so far.
All right, so you're calling from Northern California.
Right.
Tried to go to my favorite Roach Coach today to get some tacos, and all nine of the Roach Coaches are not in service today.
Okay, so we are seeing evidence, real evidence, that there are work stoppages everywhere.
America seems to be shutting down some of our most vital resources today.
How am I going to have a productive rest of the afternoon when I don't get my tacos?
And whatnot. Seems to me this would be a prime day for someone to take advantage of our security.
The Roach Coaches are all shut down, so I went to the 7-Eleven, and they're not working either.
I think we all know the reason we allow them in our country. Let's be honest.
What is it?
They are human shields. And today our guard is down. For all of our human shields are gathered together in major metropolitan areas.
I am very certain that this day sucks. Big time. Big time. Ain't that right, buddy?
It was good before we had to start working today, I'll tell you what. I heard that.
I like it when you did the phone call with the boss there. Yes, sir. Well, no one's here to do... Yes, I could. Of course I know how to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I can. Then I will. Thank you, sir. Oh, shut up.
Don and Mike show.
What you got to do to get a goddamn cup of coffee around here?
Standing there with an empty cup.
Jesus. Does anybody here know how to run a F-A-X machine? Sends pictures.
Uh-huh.
All I know is Alicia's here. She does it. She ain't here today.
Not today. My job description is as follows. I get in my truck. I drive from trailer to trailer to trailer to trailer just to see how things are going.
Hola.
And whatnot.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen. In honor of the work stoppage, I decided not to water or walk my chihuahua.
Okay, well, again, all these callers that we're getting are simply
American.
Backing up.
They're really backing up what we're saying right now.
They sure.
Hello, Buck.
You know, I don't get that, Don and Mike.
It is Troy with not being.
I mean, like, I listen to them, I'm pretty sure they. I think they're making fun of us, but. No. I know deep down they're like us.
Uh-huh. This bit they're doing, I understand, may be filled with nuance. But I it is lost on me.
Yeah. They are probably enjoying the day without all of the illegals surrounding them and whatnot. But I wonder who is performing the unsundered tasks that are left to our illegals. For instance, who cleans out Don's spit?
Right.
And what about when Mike is to fart? Who comes in with the spray?
Because of the work stoppage, all of my wildest dreams will come true. And I will not be in today.
I like that movie. I hate that guy.
You don't like Pedro?
Pedro. Pedro for president of this. You see this?
I see it.
Here.
Yeah.
That's the Constitution of the United States, and it's sticking out the fly of my pants. And you know what you can do? Put your mouth on it.
Excuse me. Which way to the march? I'm here for the march.
Taste it. Taste the Declaration of Independence.
Grip it.
Well, go ahead now.
Well,
put some of the parchment in your mouth.
Oh, man, you keep talking like that. He's going to get his brothers to get you.
To get ye.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And Mike, here we go. Now I see from the phones. Now let's welcome in Louisiana.
Louisiana. I think we seem to be getting quite the theme calls right now.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I think in honor of the work stoppages today, somebody called in a bomb threat at my school today. I don't know if there's any significance to it, but...
And would that be a trade school?
No, a university.
Oh, come on, you're kidding. You're kidding me.
Are you telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth.
So that happened today?
It happened today.
What school was it?
University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
And everything is back to normal now?
It was back to normal. I stayed up all night studying for a chemistry test, and the bomb threat was in the chemistry building.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Woodbridge.
Woodbridge. Yeah. How about your parents?
Before that.
They're from the same area.
But I mean, we're all from somewhere else.
I detect a slight accent. That's why I'm asking.
No, my parents are from Syria. It's around...
Where?
Syria. It's around Lafayette.
No.
Wait, you understand? You have a foreign accent.
You don't have a Louisiana accent, friend, like the water boy.
Or is this the water boy type of accent, or what?
It's not quite like that.
Well, maybe this is the Bobby Boucher accent here. Are you Cajun?
I guess you could say I'm Cajun.
Would it be accurate?
Can you speak anything in Cajun?
Not fluent.
Do you speak French?
Not at all.
Do you speak Spanish?
Nothing.
Do you speak Arabic?
I speak a little gibberish and I mumble a little bit.
Okay, what is the gibberish and the mumbo? What exactly
Sometimes,
is that?
If somebody asks me a question, I might go to mumbling.
Well, where are your ancestors from?
Well, you see, they originated in
There's the mumbling.
He just kind of trailed off.
Yeah. Is there any particular reason you don't want to tell us where you're from?
I'm from Louisiana.
But I mean, you're from Louisiana, but before that.
Before that.
I'm from Brobridge, Louisiana.
Okay.
Before that.
The ancestors before that.
That's it. I guess my ancestry started in England, Ireland.
So are you... What the hell kind of accent is this?
Hey, I got a question. What color are you? I figure you ain't dark, and I figure you ain't white. I figure maybe you're kind of caramel. Is that your color? I can't figure out. This is like a guessing game and whatnot. Where he says he's from Louisiana. I say he's from Louisiana. Terry Bradshaw's from Louisiana. Okay.
Tim Stabler's from Louisiana.
Not funny. Now, come on, really. As serious as we can be. Say, friend, what color is your skin?
I'd have to say white.
White. And so would you be classified as like a Bayou Cajun kind of guy?
You could say that.
You could say that.
Celebrity.
We're never going to know.
We never got a yes or a no.
We're not going to get a straight answer out of this idiot.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
What's that?
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I'd have to say...
Pierce Brosnan.
Many people. I resemble my father. You don't know
like
him.
Your father. No, we don't. What country is he from?
He's from USA.
I see.
Why are you being so difficult?
I tell you why. I smell it through the phone. I smell illegal. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's by you. What's your first name, friend?
Was that?
What is your first name?
Colin.
Alan?
Alan, that ain't your given name.
Colin.
That sounds very close.
And I like the way he's able to actually say the first name, say it loudly, so we still can't understand it, because it comes out as
Colin. I think he said Alan, which kind of sounded like me to, like Allah.
Like Allah?
Allah.
Are you stupid?
Or Ali, like Alibaba.
Alan, are you stupid?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Right. Your friends ever call you stupid?
Come on, Rob.
Some of them.
Back off. Come on.
I think he's stupid.
Come on. We're having fun with him. Why you got to come in like with a knockout punch? You know what I mean?
It's not a knockout.
It's a knockout punch. No, we're playing with him. We're playing with him like a cat with a piece of yarn, and you come right in. Hey. Your friends ever say you're stupid? God.
He can't be stupid. He had a chemistry test today.
Right.
How are your grades in that chemistry class?
See?
Uh-huh. See. Were you saying yes to my question, or were you talking about your grades? You can't speak any Cajun at all, huh?
Not much.
Okay, well.
How about a little?
Just so you know, friend.
Buzz is right. How about a little Cajun?
I don't speak much Cajun.
How about this? How about you speak a little Cajun, or we give your phone number to the INS? How's that?
Marshmallow body nag.
Yeah, that got him to speak Cajun. I don't know what it meant, but I heard nag at the end of it.
You gotta speak their language, Mike.
Right on.
You don't gotta come up like, you know, Dieter Rommel Spiewak right away and say, hey, your friends ever say you're stupid? You gotta finesse it.
Well, old Rob's just upset about the work stoppage.
You gotta have some fun.
Yeah.
He's like our catnip.
And all I know is the Cajun he spoke, the last part of it was nad.
Yeah. Nad. All right. Good luck.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
Okay, that's about it.
I agree.
You take care, my friend.
Now you take care, too.
Now you take care. And in the words of our good friend,
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
Right, you hear what I'm saying?
I'm outside. I can't hear.
Okay, yeah, goodbye now.
Just as well.
Bye.
Hold on, let me play your national anthem for you before you go. Maybe now you remember where you're from.
Oh, now I do.
You know what? This song will bring everybody together.
That's right.
Who doesn't still love Ricky Martin?
Everybody. Immigrants, non-immigrants, it doesn't matter. But then again, aren't we all immigrants?
The thing. Well, keep saying that. The thing about Ricky Martin is he's so non-threatening.
Yes.
Exactly. He's you know what he is? Mm-hmm. He's like a. He's almost like. A spicier Nick Lachey. Uh-huh. What a compliment that is, huh?
That is a high compliment.
You know, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Adios.
Stay in school.
Enjoy your day off.
Bye!
And the same thought yesterday when I was watching the draft, the recap of that guy Matt Leinart, that quarterback from USC that fell all the way to number 10 to Arizona. The thing that soured me on that guy was when they were showing like the background on him when he got drafted.
Right.
They said, as the two-time national champion and three-time MVP, blah, blah, got you. USC won 8,000 games in a row. He became a superstar in Los Angeles. Cites his closest friends as Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
Oh, hallelujah.
Even after the divorce. So that then it was a cutaway to Matt Leinart where he said, yeah, well, you know, I'm friends with Nick. He's a good guy. He comes to practice. And right away I just said, okay. No way. Pass on.
Human stain.
Pass on him.
Right.
You know, how could the NFL possibly, with all the crap they do, they line those guys up like they're pieces of meat.
Right.
They tape them running. They time them. They stretch them. They measure them. Mm-hmm. They give them their stupid IQ test.
Wonderlic.
You know, really, all you got to do is say to all of the prospective players, hi there. Are you friends with either Paris Hilton or Nick Lachey?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that says yes right away, you know what you say? I think we're going to pass, but you have a nice career, son.
Thanks so much. Now, you said that if he had come out last year, he would have he lost millions of dollars,
he
right?
would have been the number one overall pick last year.
Wow. So being the darling of Los Angeles, it still doesn't matter. He was drafted 10th.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he gets to go play for the Cardinals.
Hey, bonus.
Have fun.
Bonus.
Fun.
Bonus.
Enjoy yourself.
Bonus. Good. I tell you the good thing about Arizona, though.
What's that?
I've been there once. You was there with me.
Yep.
We was there. We was in Scottsdale.
Yeah, lots of buildings.
First off, they got the problem down there we're speaking about today.
Yes, of course.
I'm sure just about the entire state of Arizona's just shut down today.
I venture to say Arizona, especially Phoenix, ain't working at all today.
Last state to make MLK Day, I'd like to point that out. Still proud of that, Arizona.
Sure.
Last state. Kind of had to step on our nuts to get it done, but it happened.
Uh-huh.
I'll take it. It's a free day. But I'll tell you this. In all of Arizona, I don't know what I was going to say.
In all of Arizona, they like their football.
It's a quiet day. Uh-huh. It's a quiet day. Oh, I remember now. It's about Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, yes.
Scottsdale.
You can walk around and carry a firearm.
Mm-hmm. And they still have chain gangs.
Yeah, and you can wear them like they used to in old westerns.
All true.
You know what I mean? You get your pearl revolvers.
Right.
And you pull them out like you're in a cowboy movie. Cool. That's living, Jack.
Big time fun. Big time fun.
Get some jerky. Get yourself an ATV. God damn, say I've arrived in heaven.
Cactus and firearms.
Monday, free of illegal immigrants. Woo! Great day.
Great day in the morning.
We was excited when we first got that NFL football team. We don't much go no more.
Oh.
We shoot cans on Sunday. Hallelujah.
We signed Edgerrin James.
Yeah!
I knew right away. I know his story. Edgerrin, why not just name him Velveeta? Come on, Mike, it's how people think, you know it.
Well, all I know is I ain't going to finish this job today because there's nobody at the site.
It's a great day for us. We start to make it our America.
Yes, sir. Now, things are going to take a little longer. And things ain't going to get done on time for a while, but it's going to be all ourin.
I give you a name like Tyrone. You know right away. You see a player first named Tyrone. Here's one that'll fool you, though.
All right.
Leroy or Leroy.
Yeah.
I've been fooled on that. I've been snookered on that.
Snookered.
You know how they like Leroy Butler and Leroy Selman? Well, then someone tell me the big white boy playing for Dallas Cowboys. His first name is Leroy.
How are we supposed to stereotype them? They're playing with them names like that.
It's hard.
And look at my work site, totally shut down today. Because of them.
That's because I like the Steelers, because of that guy, you know, the first name, Ben.
Now, that's an American name.
That tells you all you need to know. Or that boy in New England, Tom. Tom Brady.
A good American name, like that fella in Indianapolis, Peyton.
That's kind of a fag name, let's be honest, okay?
How about Eli?
That's even faggier.
Archie?
I once knew a guy named Archie, tried to kiss me, just like on that mobster show. They made me watch this mobster show last night.
Yeah.
God damn, this fat guy starts making out with this other guy on a motorcycle. I like to die and whatnot.
I turned the set off and kicked the dog.
This ain't about mobsters.
If they're on a blanket out in the middle of somewhere, I fell out.
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
What? He's as bad as them. Mm-hmm. Speak English.
And he didn't even close the deal with the lady from ER.
Excuse me, Paisan. Do you speak American?
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
What is a baguette? And you got it in your pants?
I don't know, but it means it's big.
That's common knowledge, the guys you taught it.
Thank you.
Man, look at that.
I've heard that my whole life.
All dried well, all drywalled out, and it ain't going to be painted today.
No, not today.
Hello there.
Damn it.
Don Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, come on, let's continue the ring
now,
here.
Now they've ruined the phones,
hello.
Too.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello there, gentle person.
Hi there. How's it?
Hey, one place where immigrants aren't boycotting today is the emergency room. I was in there this morning, and they sure are sucking up the free health care.
You know, every time it seems we've played this out about as far as we can,
Yeah. Somebody
else calls and keep it going.
Absolutely.
Just keep it going. The emergency room.
Push it right down the hill. It'll start up with no gas. Just go right off you and push it down the hill. Dynamite, push this bit, till it just about done run out of gas. And somebody call up and say, they're all in the emergency room.
Come on, stir a little harder. You can dredge up some more from the bottom. Come on now.
Okay, thank ye.
Sure.
And what's your favorite number 15 rated radio show?
The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, senor.
Sure love sucking up the free health care. The carnival.
Sure do. Okay, we'll do this and come back. Okay. Now that we've done what I believe is the public service part of the show today.
Yes, it's very good. We've opened eyes today.
Oh, do you hear them? I couldn't figure out if they was kidding or not.
Exactly.
I guess I'm going to have to go to that thing on Wednesday night. Find out what they're all about.
I called them and made a joke. Yeah, they were bashing immigrants, I think. I ain't sure, though. Well, they were talking about jobs not getting done, but then they made jokes and accents and stuff. It was fun. I called them to participate.
It's just good and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
Ain't no John Boy and Billy.
Mm-hmm. No, they better. I'll tell you right now. All I know is back to normal tomorrow. Thank God. Yeah. Feet up in the truck.
Amen.
Fart when I want to.
Dig, dig, dig. Plant, plant, plant. Do, do, do. I will order, 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 and you do, do, do.
The thing I don't get is, what are they so upset about?
We will.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Frankly, AJ, I am a little concerned. Clubs, sleeping late, your lack of interest in anything productive.
Hey, I'm interested in productive stuff. I just not stuff you care about. I could run one of those clubs.
What?
Look, I'm not just partying there. Right? I'm learning. I see what works, what doesn't. Right? I could have a great club and really successful. And if you guys care so much about my future, then why don't you stake me?
In a club? Get the hell out of here.
Wait, you pick up the garbage at a lot of clubs in New York. And you know people. You could help me. It's not like you can't afford to set me up. I mean, you have all the money in the world.
This is ridiculous. Manage a club, AJ? You've never even been a busboy. If you want to get back into event planning, you should think about the Culinary Institute in Poughkeepsie.
Culinary Institute? Why do you keep talking about event planning? I don't even know what that is.
If you're serious, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you a job at Beansy's and you can learn the business from the ground up.
It's a pizza parlor, right? Not a club.
It's the service industry.
Why are we even having this discussion? You're going back to college next semester.
See? Ah. This is just what I mean. And you guys never give me any support in anything I want to do.
AJ!
Oh! Carm. God.
Maybe we should get him a club. I'll give him some responsibility. Maybe he'll rise to the occasion.
Are you insane? He's not even legal drinking age.
Hold on. That was so perfect. I mean, everything was perfect there.
What happened?
I don't know, it skipped ahead.
The CD player is not the best.
Well, that's a good thing. We're moving then.
It is.
Are we getting new ones at the new place?
Yes, we are.
Brand new. This one's having a work stoppage.
Okay,
nice,
so.
New and shiny.
Okay, so Tony says, I'll get you a job at Beansy's and you let the business from there. It's the service industry.
AJ, you're not even legal drinking age.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right. That's what it goes. That's nice.
When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
That's nice. Up, as you heard, we're very proud. You rated number 15 in the latest Arbitron ratings for D.C. So, come on out to O'Meara's. That is Wednesday night, starting at 8 o'clock. The first 1,000 people will have the soon-to-be collector's items. Listen harder. Number 15, Don and Mike Show buttons.
Suitable for framing.
And we'll be there. It's just us, couple of microphones. We're going to be, you giving away food?
I'm going to give away little Mikey burgers.
Oh. Well, I didn't know there's a little bit of Mike in every one of them.
There is, absolutely.
Ask for yours with no condiments.
We'll get the buttons. We'll have, they're going to give, we're getting stuff right now as we speak to give away.
So come on down. We can do this once a month. As the ratings continue to climb,
yes.
come and be a part right now when we're on the bottom, the absolute lowest rung that we could possibly be on the ladder that is our lives.
Join us.
With
there.
Everybody that hates us mm-hmm. looking down at us and saying, hey, you guys suck.
Mm-hmm.
You guys suck. You're never going to come back.
Laughing and pointing.
You suck. We're like a phoenix. We have risen before. We shall rise again.
And this is our rally. We're having these rallies.
That's right.
Rally, rally, rally. And everybody's going to be there.
Everybody.
Everybody's going to be there.
Well, I mean everybody from the show is going to be there.
Everybody from the show.
Everybody.
Like everybody.
What do you mean everybody? What do you think I meant by that? What do you mean I think by everybody? What do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about everybody from the show.
Are you talking about like everybody, like those people that aren't at work today.
Oh.
I thought you were being inclusive again,
no,
Mike.
Oh, no. I'm saying everybody from the show, because that's the question I get asked the most. Is everybody going to be there?
Yeah, we'll all be there. Go Wednesday ahead. Night, we'll see you at Mike's Joint. For information, go to our website. That is Don and Mike, website.com. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, can I guess the secret sound?
Okay. Yes. See if you can guess what this
All you
is.
Did was mention it in passing, right?
Yeah.
He mentioned it in passing. He wants to guess
See
already.
See if you can guess what it is. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
The secret sound is eating dial tone.
Here it is. See if you can guess what it is. There you go.
Our crack staff is working on the next secret sound, and it's looking like it. I don't want to give our hand, but it's looking like a clicking sound.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just talking out of my ass on Friday. Really. I mean, literally, we don't have to do everything we used to do. Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Dan Modesto.
Yes.
And hey, I haven't had my car stolen today.
Mike, they're keeping now the whole immigration thing going.
In Modesto, they are.
Even though he said he hasn't had his car stolen today.
Stolen.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Glad that you are.
Bye!
Sometimes some of the pieces actually take a little longer to float back down to the bottom of the river.
Sometimes.
American like me. My kind. it's good to open the mic. Imagine if we were like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh.
And really just... it's good to open the microphones and talk to real Americans who feel the way we do about the issues of the day.
You said it all. American like me.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend who said to me, and it wasn't Rob.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody else.
All right.
Talking about somebody else.
Very
right.
Good.
Said to me, this was a quote. It was just a general discussion about my... I mean, I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, so I met a... quite a few people
mm-hmm.
who you'd sit down, have a drink with,
right.
You talk, you're gambling, whatever.
You tell me you saw a lot of Americans like you.
In my America, yes.
Yes.
The way that I view America. Anyway, the quote was something like, I went into a post... You want to know how bad it is? I said, how bad is it?
Yeah.
The person said, I went into a post office the other day, and the only American person that I could find in there was black.
Somebody really said that to you?
Ruined their day.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God.
How does one respond
you know what
to
I said?
That?
What did
I
you say?
I said, speaking my language.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing? I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Anyway, it was, I think, right, I know. Right in your wheelhouse. And it was said seriously, Rob. It wasn't like said as a joke.
I didn't know any of my relatives were up there.
Have a nice day, sir.
Now, I could do a whole riff here about stereotyping about
yes.
Italian-Americans and people from New Jersey, because I did go to Atlantic City over the weekend.
Yes, baby.
To kind of get the taste of last week out of my mouth.
Atlantic City, baby!
And being as we have the whole payola thing, I will say up front that my room and my meal were calmed by the Borgata. So when in Atlantic City, make it the Borgata. You know why?
Why?
It don't smell like poop.
No. They do a real good job disinfecting that place.
Unlike Trump Marina. I mean, you walk in, and you might as well be walking into a porta potty.
Wow.
A porta potty with bright lights.
Smoke and poop.
Yeah. But more poop than smoke.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just amazing sometimes.
That's always been our motto.
So really, the thing was, I'm trying to tell these people that I went to Atlantic City with mm-hmm. that what you're going to enjoy is the smell of Atlantic City. I said, even in a nice place like the Borgata, uh-huh. even though it has that kind of baby powder,
yeah.
let's get rid of the B.O. smell.
They seem to pipe it in, but you can still find pockets
yeah, it's
where,
just,
where someone's had too much buffet.
And it's just the smell of humanity on a Saturday.
Yes.
8,000 people trying to check out at the same time as 8,000 people are trying to check in.
Right.
It got nuts. And I ran into so many guys who looked like either Vito from The Sopranos,
okay,
or the guy that Artie Bucco beat up from The Sopranos. They did
more. I bet you more guys like the guy that Artie Bucco beat up.
The younger guy from Dookie
Howser. The little, you know, the little guys, the C's of the walk.
Benny Fazio.
Yeah, the Cox of the walk. So there are all kinds of these guys that, you know, I don't think they're wise guys. I don't think they're real mobsters.
Right. But they like to pretend they are. They
I
like
think
to
so.
At least look like
yeah.
they are.
They do. And this place had gone out of their way to get us in for dinner at a certain time, like 8 o'clock, impossible on a Saturday night, blah, blah, blah. So we go down there. I'm standing there with these other people like I'm a big shot. And I say, 8 o'clock. She says, oh, right here. And then from behind me, I'm not kidding, comes, you know, Johnny Goomba, who comes in and goes, hey, how are you doing, Brian? He says this to the maitre d', right?
Right.
And the maitre d' looks at him right away, and I see the maitre d' look like, uh-oh. This is either, you know, a maid guy or a guy who is close to being a maid guy or the son of a, like a grown-up aging soprano. I'm not kidding. He comes up. This place is jammed.
Of course.
I mean, it is wall-to-wall people. He comes up and he says, I got about 8 with me tonight. Can you get me in? Now, keep in mind, they're turning people away.
Yeah.
And the people who've shown up with reservations, and they're saying, can you wait at the bar for a second? We're really, really crowded. And you can look in the restaurant and see. They're really, really crowded. It's
right.
A Saturday night in
right.
Atlantic City.
Jam-packed.
This guy, they immediately pushed together 3 tables. We're all standing there watching this.
Interesting.
They pushed together 3 tables. These guys waited, I don't know, less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
And less than the time that it took them to go to the bar, push their way up to the bar, get their drinks, they were already at
the table. Did he look like he could have been a player? Like he could have been a guy that, or did he look more made guy than player?
No, you know,
sometimes they're one and the same.
I think I can tell the difference between a guy who's like a gambling guy,
right,
and a guy who maybe would go out and just like beat the crap out of somebody if they owed some money.
So and he was getting looked at, and he knew he was getting looked at,
and
right?
He loved it.
Yeah,
and at one point it was great because I was staring at him, and I was trying to show the other people that I was with. I was trying to say, I think he's a fake mobster, but he's got some pretty good influence because he's come in and he's pushed ahead of us.
And it's a very difficult game to play. You know, if you're wrong about that, you know, if you think he's a fake mobster and you're going
to... And they're saying to me, which guy is it? Because there was 8 guys. I said, he's the guy with the Hawaiian shirt on.
So it was a table of 8 guys?
Yeah, 8
guys. All guys, okay.
So they said, well, they all have, like, Hawaiian shirts on. And I was trying to... And I said, the guy with the black shirt on. Well, there are 3 guys with a black shirt on. Yeah. Finally, I turned around and I said,
the guy with the gold chain. Well, they all have gold chains.
I said, okay, I'm going to turn around and look at him. And right at that moment, as I turned around, he looked at me. He was maybe 10 feet away.
Uh-huh.
He says, the classic, what are you looking at?
Oh.
I said, the first thing that came to my mind, I said, a very handsome man.
Had you had a cocktail?
Yeah. I had 2.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. I had to wait a couple
that
minutes.
That doesn't come out that way unless you've had a couple of little hoochies.
A very handsome man. Mm-hmm. And he said, thank you. And, you know, I said, okay, well, no, you know, thank you.
Were you giving him a look that was, I've seen you give this look, which is, he's making a scene, he's coming in, he's getting the table. Your look could not have been a loving look that you when you were staring at him. Was it this kind of just going?
Yes, yeah, that was exactly. I'm just giving him the
a
hairy
look that
eyeball.
Would precipitate a guy saying, "What are you looking at?
What are you head cocked?
What are you looking at?" And I just right there, a very handsome man. Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Enjoy your evening.
Enjoy your success.
Enjoy your success.
Thank you, Mr. Maltasanti. Enjoy your meal.
We go and we have our dinner, which is nice, and then we go out and I do. You know, I'm a jackass. I'm a loser. I don't do anything right in life, generally speaking. But I managed to do this perfectly. The gambling thing.
Gambling.
I'm with these other people. I was with my chick and another couple.
Uh-huh.
So they say, let's gamble. I said, okay, let's sit down at a $25 table.
Mm-hmm.
I had $300. I said, cash me in for $300. And they were like, ooh. And I'm saying, you know, this is not big stakes by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But I said, just sit back and watch how a pro does it. I'm giving them this build-up as we're walking up to the table.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I had a couple of drinks. I got a suit on. We've had dinner. I sit down.
Are you wearing a tie, too?
Of course.
All right.
My hand to God. I sit down. Here's how it goes. I get dealt a pair of 3s. I double down on those. She busts. I win on both of those. Then I get blackjack, blackjack, blackjack.
Wow. 3 blackjacks?
3 blackjacks in a row. I sat at the table literally 2 minutes. 4 hands tops.
Uh-huh.
Turned $300 into $600.
Mm-hmm.
Said to my chick and the other people, just like a gigantic dick, I turned around with the chips and I said, and that is how you do it.
Uh-huh.
The name of the game is discipline. And as we walked away, I said, of course I could have done it with much larger steaks. And you know, the problem there is if you get bit in the ass that you're going to have to eventually come back. And, you know, I can handle losing 300, but if the steaks were 3,000, I might feel like I would ever gamble $3,000. I would have to walk away. But generally, it's my advice. Go in.
Rob's making a little signal there.
Yeah, no, it's the booze.
Yeah.
It's, are you kidding me?
Right. A couple of cocktails.
I'm such a dope.
Password here is discipline.
Yeah, okay, look at me. Look at me. I'm the opposite of discipline.
Right.
But I'm lecturing them with my big Mel Karmazin cufflinks
on. Sounds to me like you're a disciplined gambler since you walked away.
Yeah.
I think you are.
Because I won the money.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Where's the fun in that?
And then the next morning, because after all, no matter how much fun we have,
What was your total time gambling in Atlantic City?
2 minutes.
What did you do the rest of the time?
Made fun of people.
Right.
Walked around, made fun of people.
What was your total time like on the casino floor?
Hold on.
What was the genre of your dealer?
Jesus.
Hey, you know, Rob, like, we haven't had enough of that.
Just say one color.
Do me a favor. Go pick up line six. And just that should be Adrienne's phone. I don't want her voice ever on the radio.
Okay.
But you just ask her right now. She should pick up the phone.
Okay. Not yet, but...
When she picks up, you just ask her how long it took me to win the money.
So you went to... You ate.
Yeah.
You went and won your money.
And while we were... screw it. Never mind.
So your total time on the floor
itself. You just have to believe me. 10 minutes.
And then back up to the room?
Back up to the room.
and then early up the next day, right?
Now,
do Atlantic City your own way. And what time did you get up in the morning?
That's the best part of being me. And I said this to Adrian. I said, now, I'm going to wake up at my normal time. You know, 5:30, 5:45. I said, but you're going to love it because we're going to go downstairs to the Starbucks. And we're going to have the beautiful walk through the casino. I don't like anything better, I don't think, than coming down bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, especially after I've won some money instead of losing some.
Right.
And coming down and seeing the guys who have been there all night.
And at that hour, easily, you're finding people that are not only, you know, been there gambling, but people that have been there partying.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like it. They smell like it.
Sure.
They're still there holding on to their Heinies and holding on to their Miller Lights. And there were guys that were arguing, like saying, I don't want to leave. No, you got to leave. You don't have any money left. Can I got money left?
Right.
It's a new day. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
I can get more money out of the ATM.
Oh, I feel like I'm looking in a mirror right now.
Yeah. What?
Do you think you want to pick up your cell phone?
You can pick it up. You can pick it up.
So that's the way to do it.
So I said to her, this is, and again, what a dick I am. Because my biggest joy in the whole weekend was getting up on Sunday morning.
And going down to look at the people that are down on their luck.
And like I said to her, we were just standing there, I said, like, look at that Chinese dude.
Yeah.
She said, look at the bags under his eyes. And she said, oh, you're so mean. I said, look. Look how great this is. Let's just watch him for a minute.
I go a lot later than you do when I'm there, and I'll go to bed like at 1 or 2 in the morning. Get up, and then I'm rolling around there at about 11 o'clock the next day. And the one time I did, there was a woman there in the slot area at about 10 o'clock at night. I came downstairs at 11 o'clock the next morning. She was wearing the exact same outfit.
Wow. Baby,
she smelled lovely.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
just delightful.
How is that?
Is this Adrian? Hi, Adrian. It's Rob.
Okay, now...
Don asked me to pick up the phone for him.
Here you go. Slice of my life. Get the real answer.
Okay, 1 minute, 45 seconds.
There's the answer.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's the I wish I could. I wish I could. That's why I don't go as often as I used to, because I can't do what you do.
And it could never happen to me again. Mm-hmm. And I turned to them and I said, so that's how it's done.
What time were you in bed?
10:30.
Yeah. I admire that. You know what you want. You know what you want. And then up at 5:30 to go see the people that haven't even gone to bed yet.
Downstairs watching The Great Unwashed. And then the only other thing that I'll just mention, one reason that I'm fond of this chick who's my companion is that she really wants to make me happy. Very nice. Much like Frida. What guy wouldn't want that? Well, I like Starbucks Mocha coffee. Okay, I'm kind of queer about that. They used to sell, I know I've talked about this before, these containers of mocha powder
right.
that you could buy in Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're phasing them out now.
Oh.
And I know that Buzz has tried to buy it for me for, like, Christmas and stuff.
I was right. denied.
So whenever I go in a Starbucks, or she goes into Starbucks, or even like my kid goes into Starbucks, they all know to look out for this stuff
right.
for me. So it's very early in the morning, 6 o'clock in Atlantic City. Every degenerate gambler that's... And why they don't keep the Starbucks open all night, I don't know. It's like...
Makes sense.
They sell booze all night, but they don't sell stuff that would be... You know, they don't sell speed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sell caffeine.
Well, you can get the rotgut that they serve in the casino.
Yeah, I mean, you could get like a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, or you can get a cup of black, you know, but they won't have a Starbucks. You can get a cup of coffee.
So you bet stupid. They don't want you to be alert.
Well, I would think they'd want you awake. Anyway, it's 6 o'clock, and there's just like... we were first in line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start appearing behind us. You couldn't tell if they were homeless people or people that just spent the night there.
Yeah, right.
But they smelled, and they'd all been losers, and they just wanted some coffee. And we're standing...
Does it make me a bad person that when you're talking and describing people like that I'm just thinking one thing?
You?
I want to go right now. I want to go up there right now.
Discipline.
I love it.
So we're standing there, and of course, we got 8 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep, awake, making fun of people. It's like, hey, it's great. Very long line behind us. She says, oh, I noticed that you have a can of that mocha powder. And the chick behind the counter says, yes, we do. She says, I'll take that. And I said, oh, great. You know, good find. Like, almost like scoring some, you know.
Right.
Scoring some H. Kind of, wow, you got a can. That's great. And then she says to the lady at Starbucks, would you mind looking in the back and see if you have any more? And the lady at Starbucks goes, no problem. So she leaves her station. And now at this point, the seven dwarfs that are standing behind me in line, all of them named Grumpy,
right?
They're all like going, excuse me, lady, hello, lady.
Sure.
And the guy that was down at the other end making the drinks explained to them, I'm just the maker. I'm not the order taker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was really 5 minutes, literally, until this lady from Starbucks comes from around the corner. Box.
Ah.
I mean, a crate. And she lays this crate down. Say, how many containers of this powder are in there? 24.
Cool.
I say.
So now you're doing, it's something that I know is near and dear to
you. You know, I love to stockpile.
Hoarding.
I said, sold. This is where people really got pissed. For whatever reason, she could not key in 24 times $3.99. She had to stand there with a can, this little container comes in, and go, beep.
And scan it.
Beep. Now, as this is going on, and she's getting to beep, 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 beep. You know, I'm like, at one point then, my chick says, when she gets up, she says, I think you scanned it too many times. And I'm looking at her like, no. I'll pay the extra $8. Don't worry. She said, I'm positive. So now the Starbucks chick has to get out the receipt.
Count the items on the
receipt.
You know,
again, not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree to begin with. She's going, one, two, three.
Did you hear the clicking sound of any firearms behind you when this was going on?
At that point, I said, we'll take it. As is, we'll take it. I'll pay. We go. Mm-hmm. We go.
We go now.
And, I mean, she wouldn't let it go. I mean, my chick wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
All weekend. I would say, did you have a good time? Yeah, well, except for the fact that you got ripped off for those two extra kids. I said, we got 24 kids.
How long will that last you?
I use four tiny teaspoons full a day.
Okay.
So you're talking about virtually unlimited supply now.
I would think.
That's great.
And
didn't you have some also at the house?
Yeah, I got so I got plenty. But I said to her, I can't believe this. All this great stuff this weekend. We had a good time. We had a good dinner. We gambled. We had fun. We watched the movie on pay-per-view. Made fun of people. All you care about is $8.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a real bone of contention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, go back and get your $8.
Did anybody else in your party gamble?
Yeah.
Okay.
After I went to bed. They went down and they worked on your Wheel of Fortune machine.
Oh, good. Anybody hit it at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
That machine
bright
would
lights,
not,
very pretty.
That machine would not pay out.
No.
Would not pay out. And then I also drove everybody crazy just because I'm queer for the draft. I don't know why I am the NFL draft. It's like, we're in Atlantic City.
You're a Kuiper liker.
Yeah. We're in Atlantic City, right? Uh-huh. And all I'm caring about is, where is Matt Leinart going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to find a TV somewhere. They're like, oh, this place.
Did you want him? Did you want him for the Packers?
Yeah, I thought at number five, yeah.
Was there a chance he might go to the Packers?
Well, apparently not. They took some other. They took the guy from Ohio State, the linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm listening. It's like incredible that Reggie Bush doesn't go number one. And then you've got they got the guy from North Carolina, number one with Houston. And then Vince Young goes to Tennessee. And now Steve McNair is going to go play for the Ravens. And I'm not the only guy in the world that cares about this until I finally, this is the last thing I'll tell you about the weekend. I walked into the sports book. And in the sports book at the Borgata.
You bet on it.
There are guys, now talk about really throwing, you just opening the window and throwing your money outside.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are betting on who the team is going to take with the next pick.
In the draft. Or what team the draft pick is going to go to.
Right.
That's what they can bet on, right?
No, at this point.
Can they do it the other way around,
At this point, they already know the picks. So you had guys, like some guy had bet that Matt Leinart would be picked third.
Mm-hmm.
So he falls to 10th. He's a big loser. You're picking, and you could go as deep like as 200.
Wow.
So, like, I guess at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, whatever time the draft started, 11 o'clock noon, whatever it was, you had guys, degenerate guys, standing around going, you know, and who knows that, you know, okay, this is Billy Bob Big Ass from University of Central Northern Connecticut at pick number 218. I'm pretty sure Jacksonville's going to take him because Mel Kiper says so. I'll lay $100 on that.
Right, and it's a pretty good turnaround, pretty good payoff.
And you, yeah, it's a good payoff, but I saw guys just throwing their money away.
Right, yeah, it's insane to bet on that.
It's like who knows? And the weirdest thing is they're showing the war rooms. Okay, so I'm in the sports book and I see guys who are betting on what team is going to take what player next.
Right.
And they're really thinking that they're going to learn something by watching a closed circuit camera where you see Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells
talking in one of those NFL phones.
Yeah, on the video phone. Yeah,
he looks like he's going to draft the tight end.
Wow.
Yeah,
pretty weird.
Pretty amazing. So it was a good weekend. I had a good time.
We're good.
Good to get the frig out of Dodge and get up there and the bachelor parties. You know, the last thing I'll tell you about Atlantic City is You can polish a turd all you want. And I think the Borgata is the nicest hotel in Atlantic City. I recommend it highly because, well, they let me stay there for free.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's great. But even at the Borgata, 10 p.m. on Saturday night,
right.
I say to everybody, you know what? We got done with dinner before we gamble. Let's step outside and just get some fresh air.
Uh-huh.
Get like the B.O. smell of people off us.
Right.
We go outside. It must have been the weekend for bachelor parties. Not bachelor parties, but bachelor parties.
Right.
And again, all of them looking like guys who are in Tony Soprano's gang.
I asked you before, none of the bachelorette parties with the little lady with the veil that runs around staggering, breaking a heel.
No. But with the greatest moments, 10:05 Saturday night, we're standing in front of the Borgata, smoking, just getting kind of everything out of our system. A big, gigantic stretch Hummer pulls up. 8 very drunk guys come pouring out. Like
the cast of Entourage gets out.
You got it.
Right.
And a guy that looks like Turtle,
sure,
a fat guy, mm-hmm, almost on cue. As soon as he gets out, they're all going like, we're going to have a good time here. Our buddy Fred's getting married. And then this one guy just stops 5 feet away from us,
uh-huh,
turns, and I mean, a massive puke storm. I mean, like, I know you've seen it. It's the type where a guy just says to his friends, because he's, hey, hold on, wait a second. He just turned like this, got his hands on his knees,
right.
And it was like someone turned on a water faucet. it was like someone turned on a high-pressure hose.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Splatter Factor.
Yeah, it was just...
Oh, God. A gusher.
And then the guy was like this. He's like,
yeah.
All right!
Let's go!
Let's party! So as they walked away, which is a big pile of vomit, they were rushing out there to clean it.
Oh, God.
And I just said to these people I was with, I said, welcome to AC.
AC, baby!
All the way, Atlantic City.
You get a little of that when you stay up all night, too. You can see that coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
I'm sure you could have caught a few out in the front if you went out there after you got up in the morning.
P friggin' you.
Yeah.
And can Donald Trump have his picture on more things? And can he have his picture on more things that make him look like 007?
Branding. He's all about the branding.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's his number one thing.
The one that I saw that made me laugh the most was the, like I said, the billboard. I guess he's got a 007 machine or something in his casino. And it's him with his dumb face, but like with James Bond hair.
Right.
And the 007 logo on his forehead.
Huh.
I mean, interesting. We must have seen about 15 of those. And every time we saw one, we did. Who is? Oh, that's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Right.
He shows up occasionally, too, you know, to give away $100,000 or something like that. I mean, but that's what he's all about. He's all about putting his name on everything he can put it on.
Of course.
It's what he does.
So that was my weekend. I know that you had three young girls with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend.
Yes.
And your daughters.
Yes. Yeah. Fun to take her up there when we run into a bachelor party, too. I always like to be with Carla when there's a bachelor party. It's when I feel 90 years old, seriously. Because you know what those guys, you know the type of guys I'm talking about, right?
I know.
Where we'll walk through the lobby.
Hey, and baby.
Whoa. You know, and I'm always like, don't get in a fight. You're too old to get in a fight. Don't get in a fight. Don't get in a fight. God,
baby.
No.
Right.
No, I had to.
Are you here with your father? Come over here, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. Get me a gun. No, I had my girls with me this weekend. I had my daughters and had a moment with without Carla, but with my daughters that was a first for me. Something I've never done, and it was interesting, very very interesting. It was all about movie choices, and I screwed up. I made a parental decision that was incorrect, and I had to correct it.
And
my daughters were very cool about it.
Well, we come back as well. Please tell us before the show today. You're in great detail in the office telling us how you would like to take your girlfriend's dog,
mm-hmm.
put it in the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And go on it.
That was the beginning of the weekend. I'll start with that.
Wow.
That was it. I think it was.
Mike was highly graphic about this.
Saying, yeah, excited
so I could,
about
so this. I wrote this down when he said it. I could either put him in the jacuzzi or I could put him in the shower.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just to show him what I feel like when he does what he does.
So hold on. You mean you would put this dog in the shower and you would get in naked with mm-hmm. the dog? And
yeah. Not necessarily even naked. If I held the door just so.
Right.
You know, just to make a real statement, because I'm not really sure how to get through to him, how to really make it clear. Because, you know, he doesn't do that to any of her stuff. He does it to okay. my stuff.
Okay.
He does it to my freshly cleaned laundry or brand new pieces of clothing. He doesn't do it to anything old.
Okay.
And this is when I discovered this one. You know, the thought just crossed my mind. Call it a fantasy, if you will.
Yes.
Call it a little fantasy. Of,
sounded to me like something that was pretty close to happening.
Oh, no, I don't think I'd get away with that.
Pretty close to happening.
What if someone found out?
Well, who's going to find out?
Well, you never know. The dog might tell.
It's you and the dog.
The dog might tell.
It's you and the dog. And
this is not the best-smelling dog I've ever seen.
And then we'll have to talk about The Sopranos as well, which yeah. I think we all agree, a filler episode. Right. But you got to have a filler episode sometimes to make the good stuff happen.
Absolutely.
It had its moments. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll wait 45 minutes to watch Vito make out with that with the motorcycle guy.
You know, Vito, give him credit. I mean, the guy commits to the role.
He's gone all the way.
Wow.
Anytime you get to see Carm, at least partially nude with Tony flopping on top of her.
Tony. And I was, who was disappointed? I kind of wanted to see Tony close the deal. I wanted to see Tony close the deal with a lady.
But I love the
ER.
Fact, I love the fact that he's faithful. Yeah. He goes home and he's pissed about it.
He's mad.
Where's my smoked turkey? Where's the smoked turkey? I was faithful to you for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh, and old Anthony Jr. Good old Anthony Jr.
Yeah, just didn't have the cojones to get the job done with Uncle June.
Look, the knife fell on the floor.
And now panic attacks, just like that.
But yeah, you said that's your favorite scene of The Godfather. You're a nice kid. You're a nice kid, AJ. That's why you couldn't stab Uncle June with a hunting knife. Because you're a nice kid. You couldn't take the marine knife and kill him. How about the security at the place where they have Uncle June at?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Knife! AJ might have just walked into that place holding the knife. It's like
sure.
He had it underneath his,
right.
his Puma top.
No metal detector.
But you could see the thing, right?
AJ. And, you know, I guess the idea is that AJ is supposed to be like a heavy drug user and kind of a, you know, drug addled and stuff. He looks the part, doesn't he? He really does look the part.
Remember, he had the panic attacks when he played football.
Right.
When he did high school football.
Right, yep.
So I think it was a panic. I don't think it was like an overdose.
No, I know it wasn't an overdose, but he just looks, I mean, you saw him walking down the street.
My God, you'd say, what's the deal?
You have panic attacks, cocaine, probably not your drug of choice. Or shouldn't be, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anthony.
I like when they call him Mr. Soprano. That's funny to me. Hello, Mr. Soprano. He's like, yeah, the dwarf that takes the money from him.
And I know we played...
And you know, that more to come on that, because you're going to see the results of that, what, that $1,800 bill that he signed off on the other night?
Didn't he pay cash for that, though?
I thought he put it on a card.
I think it was all his drum money.
Oh, his drum money. All right. Yeah. Okay. I thought he might have given him a card.
No, I thought that it was the cash for the drums as well.
Really?
But the one clip we had, Karma's voice got to, I mean this with love, her voice got to Frida level. That's the only level that I can describe it at. When they start yelling at AJ, I was having a flashback thinking, this is me and Frida and Bart. I mean, different circumstances, but it was just... Her voice gets to a certain register where it's just the C word. I mean, I don't care what AJ did.
Right.
It's like, Carm, shut up. Just shut up. AJ!
And as you pointed out, that scene of him climbing on her.
Oh.
Which really, I think, I wonder if I'm the only one in the country that when I see that, I just go, oh.
And can they make, you know.
Please, no.
I'm not saying she's totally ugly. But can
she's
they,
not.
But can they make her uglier? Like when
she's pretty hagged up.
When she's buttoning up his shirt and you look down and you can see every pore and you can like see the boogers in her nostrils. And like you look at her and you go.
He's my handsome man.
Yeah, there you go.
Meanwhile, everybody watches and please, Tony, go get laid with the chick from ER.
The Culinary Institute. It's in Poughkeepsie.
My handsome man.
I'm going over to see the lady from ER. She's a riveter.
Okay, time out. We'll be right back, everybody. And don't forget, number 15.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that here. You're part of that. Let's change that, please.
Yeah,
let's make that happen Wednesday night.
Listen harder.
At Mike's Joint.
Yeah.
Big We're Number 15 party. We'd love to... Boys, date says, off to meet you.
That's what we're doing.
Trying to keep that on the down low.
Don't read anything into that.
Off to meet you. To a point.
That's right.
Wednesday night at Mike's out in Manassas. You can see all the information on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
And Poughkeepsie, the Culinary Institute.
Now, dude, say it. There you go.
Number 15 Arbitron Radio.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
An accident eastbound 66 at Fairfax, with that still causing some problems from Fair Oaks. The drama of the 2006 NBA playoffs continues. It's win or go home for the Grizzlies and Nuggets. Watch the Mavericks and Grizzlies tonight at 8 on TNT. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK. Tonight on a new CSI Miami, a Horatio Caine shocker.
You said that you were there for me. Does that include marriage?
It does. New episode, CBS Tonight.
In diamonds, the first place for them is Charleston Alexander. As we have more diamonds in one place than any one place in Washington. So why go to a place that has fewer diamonds? Because as direct importers, we're buying every day in the five diamond centers of the world. Our importer's price is usually about half of those who go through a dealer. Because we are as passionate about diamonds as you are about the person you're going to give it to. On any given day, our buyers inspect thousands of diamonds to find those that meet our standards and those we import. Only you know why you want a diamond in the first place. Now you know where to find it. In the first place. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers, the first place for diamonds in Virginia and Maryland. And on the web at wherethediamondsare.com or on the phone 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
I'm here to help you understand why Autotrader.com is the ultimate automotive marketplace. To do that, I need you to use your imagination. Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then keep them open. Now, try to visualize cars as far as the eye can see. Sport utilities, minivans, hybrids, coupes, hatchbacks, maybe even an El Camino here and there. See? That's Autotrader.com. More cars for sale than anywhere else. Now, imagine more people than you've ever seen. Men, women, young, old, tall, short, all of them serious about finding their perfect car, which will help your car sell fast. Autotrader.com, where buyers are introduced to sellers, sellers to buyers. That's why it's the ultimate automotive marketplace. Autotrader.com, the smarter place to buy and sell a car.
Looking to buy or sell?
Go to the ultimate automotive marketplace in Metro DC, autotrader.com, with lots of local shoppers and the most used vehicles. It's the smarter place to buy and sell a car.
Michael speaking.
Hello, Michael. This is Expedia calling. I see here that you're headed to Mexico.
5 nights.
And you got your last night free, plus an extra $150 off with our free night sunny vacations promotion.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So, we were just wondering if you had any questions.
Yeah. Is it true they don't have nachos in Mexico?
Down there, they're just chips.
Burritos?
Ah, burritos. Spanish for small donkey.
Oh, but do they wrap tacos in tortillas, add meat, then wrap it in another flour tortilla, then grill it and add more meat? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Introducing Expedia's free night sunny vacations promotion. Book your trip to Mexico by May 29th and your last night is free at participating hotels. And now get an instant $150 off when you book your flight with a minimum 5-night stay. And as always, with every trip, you get the Expedia best price guarantee. Enjoy your trip. Expedia.com. Offer good for travel through June 30th. For guarantee, airfares must be at least $6 less. See site for full restrictions.
Hi, Leo. Can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Listen, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard calling from across the pond. I need to have a quick chat with Paul Bennett about how hard he's been working.
Okay. Hold on, please. Let me transfer you.
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard here.
Hey, Joe. What a surprise. I'm a big fan of yours.
Great. Thanks. Listen, Paul. I know you've been working hard.
True.
I think what you need is to fly Virgin Atlantic the next time you do business in London.
Virgin Atlantic? You think so? Why?
Yeah, just between us, Rockstar to Business Rockstar is an event not to be missed.
Really?
Upper class suites, beds with proper turndown service and stress-relieving in-flight massages.
Fancy.
You'll probably come up with your next billion-dollar idea sitting at their very own onboard bar.
That's genius. I think you probably sold me. I'm going to look into it.
Well, you do that, mate, and I'll save you a bar stool.
Virgin Atlantic Flight 022, The Diplomat. Daily non-stop service from Washington Dulles to London. Virgin Atlantic Airways. Go Jet Set Go. Visit us online at virginatlantic.com.
I was too scared of high speed internet for my business.
I heard it cost too much.
How could I have been so wrong? Wrong, wrong.
If you're a business on dial-up, it's time to change your tune. Because Verizon Business DSL has a new starter package and price as low as $19.95 a month. So you get the speed of 768K to do more.
Now my business is in overdrive, overdrive. I talk and work online at the same time.
All as low as $19.95 a month with Verizon Freedom for Business and our one bill option. Call 1-877-DSL-2603 and start with a great deal. Call 1-877-DSL-2603 today. Verizon.
DC customers only. Requires a one-year contract. Monthly supplier FUSF and tax recovery charge. Applicable taxes and early cancellation fees apply. Speed not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Other terms and restrictions apply.
Right now at a bar in Los Angeles, very distinctive beer is being poured. This beer is made with only select ingredients, like hand-picked American and Bavarian hops. These ingredients give it a bold taste. At the very same time, 3,000 miles away, a beer is being poured at a club in Manhattan. This beer is brewed longer than others, so it finishes clean, with a taste that can be enjoyed time after time. And the amazing thing? They're the very same beer. Budweiser Select. It's the best of both worlds. Full taste and a clean finish. Full flavor that's easy to drink. Budweiser Select. Expect everything. Budweiser Select Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
He came from somewhere out west. He never told us exactly where, and we never really had to ask. He lit his fastball to the talking. I can see him even now. 50,000 fans holding their breath, and him standing as straight and still as a blade of grass on an August afternoon. One time he stood there so long, it got really boring. So I went to Geico.com, and it was like a veil was lifted from my eyes. Now this was car insurance. The 97% customer satisfaction rating, the 24-hour service, and did I tell you about the savings? Like a summer sky, they seem to go on forever. He may be standing there still, shaking off the side. I don't know. But I do know this. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance. Geico.com. It's quick. It's easy. It could change your life.
The truth matters. But some people just don't want you to know it. So weeknights at 10, CNN's Anderson Cooper keeps them on it.
Why is it taking so long for female-approved trailers to get there?
AC360. The people. The story. The search for the facts and the truth.
Go out on patrol. If you wanted to hear something, what kind of progress is being made here in Iraq?
Every night, Anderson Cooper is keeping them honest. AC360, CNN weeknights 10 Eastern.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Country singers Bruce Robeson and Kelly Willis.
We had a gig in half an hour.
But with my allergies, I wasn't all there. I just couldn't sing.
I told her, you need Claritin D.
So I got Claritin Clear. Claritin D relieves my worst symptoms, even congestion and sinus pressure, fast. And I wasn't drowsy.
Told you, nothing works stronger, faster, or longer.
Find Claritin D on shelf or at the pharmacy counter. Use if directed among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products.
Live Claritin Clear.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com. Or 1-800-419-GEMS.
Come to Subway Restaurants and enjoy a different regular 6-inch sub every day of the week for only $2.99. It's amazing that Subway Restaurants could pull together a sandwich so delicious and for $2.99. Subway, eat fresh. Not to be combined with any other offer available at participating Washington, D.C. Metro Subway Restaurants. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Because I think the national anthem ought to be sung in English. And I think people who want to be a citizen of this country ought to learn English.
The Don and Mike Show.
He almost screwed it up.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
Listen again, he almost screws up the very last part about English.
Because I think the national anthem ought to be sung in English. And I think people who want to be a citizen of this country ought to learn English.
Ought to learn English.
Learning good. I learned you English.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! Rockin'. No fag music today, man. Yeah, cream! Ginger Baker! Captain Clapton! Some other guy!
His name is this guy.
Okay, try him. Mike.
Yes.
Michael.
Uh-huh. Stand by for action.
I'm ready.
Hey, run that back to Maroon number one. Our show is being sponsored every day on the network now.
Oh, good.
At least for the month. There's some commercial we got to read during the show.
All right. Maroon number one.
Hello?
Hello?
Joe. Let it go, Joe.
Brought to you by Head-On. Head-On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head-On today.
Thank you, Joe.
Good day.
Good job, Joe.
Thank you.
It's Rob complimenting him.
Does that mean I'm Maroon number two?
Okay, John. It's a tie. It's a tie. You're both number one.
Maroons.
It's a sliding scale.
All right, Mike.
Delicious coconut cookies.
Let's start with your dog.
Okay, you want to start with the dog?
Well, didn't you say that's where it starts?
Yeah, well, it didn't. I was thinking about the, I'm not really good about writing things down, so as far as chronology, I don't know, but I think that at some point on the weekend...
There's the dog.
The dog,
there's
yes.
The movies.
My weekend started with my sister and coming into town, and we had dinner with my kids and my sister, and a very, very big surprise. I know Kathy had been traveling by air... And I know you're playing that for Kathy.
Uh-huh. And, when I spoke to you over the weekend, did you tell your sister
message? I told her that you professed once again your lust and love for her.
I said I wanted to have P.S. with her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Phone sex.
Well, that would have put me in a real awkward situation on Friday night.
While she was in the car with Mike.
Oh. Because
that's awkward.
At dinner, as we're winding up with dinner, Kathy said to my kids, so you want to stay in the hotel with me tonight? And so the kids just went from, you know, they had been doing, we used to have Iowa tests when I was a kid, which are accreditation tests for schools. They've been doing that. They're called something else. They're called like ERBs, and they'd had them all week. So my kids were just wiped out on Friday night. But as soon as she said that, they just went nuts.
Yeah.
And so, and when I looked at it, it was a free pass, you know, and Kathy took the kids and we picked them up at 8 o'clock the next morning on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And of course, they were tired when I saw them because it was a night in a hotel room and I guess they watched a movie. Mm-hmm. They were wiped out once again. Wow. So, I decided that, it would be a mellow day on Saturday and the only thing we're going to do is kind of hang around. And it's weird what kids like to do. I wouldn't think that, you know, maybe it's because it's too far in my rearview mirror, but washing a car was the big thing they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's other than that, we were going to go to a movie. So we walk into the movie theater.
You just didn't let them go to MySpace all day?
You know, well, they might go when they're surfing on the internet themselves.
Uh-huh.
And we walk into the movie theater, and we were going to go see the tour de force Robin Williams film known as RV.
Yes.
And as we're I felt that way too.
America loves it.
And I'm not bringing up our old thing about him and Steve Martin.
No, I know you're not.
They both suck ass now.
They do. And I'm here to agree with that. And I would make an argument. I gave up on Robin Williams a lot later than you gave up on Steve Martin, but I'm here to say I'll get to it.
Okay.
We go in and we're standing in line, but I knew, you know, based on the reviews and based on the trailers that I've seen, I knew the movie I was going to see.
Of course you did.
And I'm not going to see this movie for me. I'm going to see this movie for my kids,
right,
and I thought they'd enjoy it. So we're standing in line and they say, Daddy, can we go to see Scary Movie 4 instead of RV? And this is a kind of a think on the fly thing, and I said, yeah, it's PG-13. Yeah, what the heck? It starts 10 minutes later than the other one. Well, yeah, we'll go see. And they just are bouncing off the walls.
Good for you.
Apparently, they've seen one of the Scary Movies somewhere.
Oh.
I don't know where. You know, when you're a part-time dad, you don't have that kind of parental control. I'll get to that later. So we go in to the theater, and the first scene...
Probably a mom's.
And scary. I don't think so. And it's Scary Movie...
Maybe an unsupervised visit to a friend's home.
Yeah, that's maybe what it was.
Can I just say this? Wouldn't happen on your watch, no way. I ain't saying nothing, Mike.
Okay.
I ain't saying nothing.
All right, well, then fine. So,
if you disagree...
cough. Yeah. When we're sitting there... haven't gotten one coming. So we go into the theater, and the opening scene is Dr. Phil from Saw, where they take, and we've seen that in a lot of the trailers. Funny, I laugh. You know, the kids that haven't seen any of these movies.
With Shaq, right?
Yeah, the cat.
Shaq.
Yeah, my kids haven't seen any of these scary movies. They're too scary, and they're all rated R, so they haven't seen them. And then it kicks over to Charlie Sheen. And Charlie Sheen is mocking, I think, The Grudge, The Grunge, whatever the hell it is.
Oh, the Japanese Sarah are, Michelle Gellar, is
I
that
think
The Grudge?
That's the one. I don't even know what they're mocking. But is that the one they're mocking? And so Charlie Sheen wants to take sleeping pills because he wants to kill himself. And to make a long story short, he takes Viagra instead. That's the sight gag.
Well, I bet imagine, he gets a boner, right?
Yeah, the sight gag is this huge thing. And at that moment I say... Oh, boy.
How old are your daughters?
10 and 8.
Okay.
And I say, at this point, I say to myself...
That would be Joe laughing in the background. Yeah. Joe will be profiled Wednesday night on NBC.
Dateline.
On our newest How to Catch a Predator special.
So I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm here. It's too late for this. This has come across the screen. You know, it's funny. He falls on it. You know, it's huge, and he ends up jumping off a balcony, and he falls on it, and he's sticking out of the concrete. I hope I'm not ruining the movie for anybody, you know, that want to know the plot line of Scary Movie.
Dear Don and Mike website,
you ruined.
Mike O'Hara ruined Scary Movie for me. Ruined Hostel for me.
So, at this point, I'm like, okay, let me see. Man, next gag. Right to the next gag. And that's what it is. They go to the guy. who's the black guy that was in Kangaroo Jack? You know that guy?
The fat guy?
The fat guy.
Okay.
He's in it with another brother, and they're in this scene where, and he's got a dreadlock wig on, which is kind of funny. Okay. And I don't even remember the first part because they immediately cut to a Brokeback Mountain scene where they're at a campfire, and he goes, "Are you cold?" Uh-huh. And I'm like going, "Oh God!" I mean, this is right after this, and they move into the tent, and then he says, can I grab those nuts? And he reaches over, and of course it's a bag of peanuts, and you know, and I'm like, even that, I'm okay. And I'm like, but I am really at this point, I'm starting to slide forward in the seat because I'm like, you know, I need one more moment because I can't deal with this for the whole movie. Right. Because really, if I dealt with this in the movie, I would spend the rest of the afternoon trying to explain what we had seen, and it would have been. So we move as soon as the big tub of Vaseline came out.
Oh, dear.
And at that point, and even with that, I waited 5 seconds. He dips his hand into it and then rips his shirt off and he starts rubbing his nipples with the Vaseline. I'm like, we're out of here, kid. We are out of here.
Wow.
Right now. And, you know, God love them. They're not brats, and they didn't even make a peep about it. They didn't probably even, you know, track completely why I was hustling them out. But I felt, here's what I felt, and I don't know if any parents have ever gone through this. I'm a little embarrassed to be walking out. I don't know why I feel embarrassed. I'm doing the right thing. But I felt embarrassed to be walking. I didn't make a big scene about it. We were down towards the front of the theater. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even like with the Brokeback Mountain stuff, I can handle it because it's going to sail over their heads. But when he reaches in, and I mean, he just takes this big handful, I'm like, okay, we're heading out.
Yeah, but
right
don't
now.
You think that maybe if you just would let it go, I can't imagine when they get in the car, the first thing would be, hey, Daddy. Why was that guy putting his hand in Vaseline? I mean,
no,
so many other things would have happened.
You're probably right. It might have been me. Might not have been that. But that was my comfort zone. I was getting them the hell out of that theater.
Dr. Freud, can I also ask you this?
Yes.
And I know that you're phrases properly.
Yes.
Conscientious parent.
I am.
Maybe even fault on the side of being, God forbid I say the word, too conservative.
Yes. Yes, I will err on that side. I think that's my job as a father of daughters.
Right. Charlie Sheen. But homosexuality, not okay.
No,
or is it the explaining of it?
No, it was the fact that I said, okay, maybe this is the one
and
gay.
You know, I'm just busting your balls.
I know, but I'll answer you seriously.
Okay.
That the Charlie Sheen thing, I'm like, okay, maybe it's one. It's already there. It's passed.
Yeah.
It was the very beginning of the movie, and I said, maybe that's the one thing that'll be like that, and they'll do more kind of scary comedy, you know, where they're mocking the scary stuff, and they went right. What it was they did two sexual, you know, heavy duty things in a row. Mm-hmm. And when he went, and even with the other one, I said, the innuendo I could handle when he reaches for the tub. And I got out of there right when he was rubbing the Vaseline on his nipples.
Wow.
And I didn't know what the hell was coming next. And I wasn't hanging around to find out. That's why I left. No, it was not that I had the double standard of homosexuality. I just didn't know what what was going to be next.
Well,
you know?
Girls. That man has an erection. That's natural. There's nothing wrong. We'll discuss it later. Oh, my God, two men together. Girls, leave now! Leave now, grab your popcorn, Carla, get out of here!
That's exactly what it was. I was like, Carla wasn't with us. Carla was at her mom's.
I'm sorry.
And you know, after she got into the accident with the immigrants, she was at her mom's. So she did. And,
and were there questions? Or did you
The immigrant family called the cops.
Right.
And the cop didn't give a police report because there wasn't damage.
Good.
Which I had said to this gentleman who was not from this country originally, at least not in my opinion. And he said, well, we called the police. No, you don't interrupt. We called the police. And the cop came out and said, we're not going to file a report. And it was done and done, you know.
I think he was just from Louisiana.
It was. Yeah, I think he might have been from Louisiana. So we had the pleasure of taking...
So your girlfriend got a minor fender bender.
She wasn't coming to the movie. She was going to visit her mom. She wasn't coming to the movie with us anyway.
Can I just play a game with you?
Yes.
How many people... Can I guess how many people were crammed into the car that she ran into? Because you've led us to believe that they were perhaps illegal aliens.
I don't think they were illegal.
Or maybe legal aliens.
I think they were legal. Very legal because that's why they wanted the police report.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Because it seems to be in the theme with the show today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess... Four.
Mm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was there a grandma?
No
grandma.
Mother, father, and son, daughter.
What's up with that? That's like the, you know.
And it
2.5 American children nuclear Brady family. Bunch dream.
But yeah. Do you know that the fact that that immigrant or non-immigrant does not matter?
Really?
Because it's what she hit.
What she hit?
A minivan.
Okay.
All right. Do I need to say anything more?
No. You're hating.
Do I need to say anything more?
Your hatred.
It doesn't matter if they hadn't spoken English at all.
Your hatred of minivans goes
right.
Beyond your hatred of almost all other things.
I
people
hate the minivan.
Creeds, cultures, religions, beliefs.
Mm-hmm. El Van Pico.
What?
El Vano Pico. That's minivan.
Okay.
Vano Chimichanga. No. So it was, yeah, but I hustle my kids out of the theater, and we go right into RV, which had started a little earlier. And
oh.
So but boy, we didn't miss anything with that plot. And this, I am here to say, it's official now. Now, I haven't made it official. You made it official with Steve Martin a long time ago. Unfortunately, it is time for me to make
Hold
it 100%
on.
Official.
I'm gonna give you something here.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mike's going to say something I know a lot of people have waited a long time to hear.
Mm-hmm. Based on that performance and that film that he offered to the public,
yep.
Robin Williams is now in the comedy league of Steve Martin.
Yes! Wow.
And we all know what league you put Steve Martin in.
Congratulations.
Suck ass!
Horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Let's mind.
Horrible.
It's great that we can finally put this feud behind us.
Yes.
Steve Martin ceased to be funny.
There is no feud. It was one of our greatest feuds ever, the Steve Martin Robin Williams battle.
Who's funnier?
But now you can't have a battle when neither one of them is giving us funny movies anymore.
Right.
Listen, and I'll tell you my point where I had to jump off. It's a little thing called Father of the Bride.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yep. But I could also go, you know, then I'm reminded of, wait, there's Father of the Bride too. But wait, then there's Sergeant Bilko.
Are you ready to hear this?
Yeah.
And this is a real admission on my part.
I love
you. I jumped off the bandwagon.
Thank you. When?
Back at Mrs. Doubtfire. Thank you.
The man speaks the truth.
And I don't want to damage my own credibility.
Hello!
But those arguments, when I defended that movie...
That hairy monster is as funny as a pile of snot.
It was not from the heart. But
no.
This thing, RV.
Meanwhile, my guy, Mr. Prematurely Gray,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, put an arrow through your head.
Yes.
Like you did on Sonny and Cher. Well, glad to hear you've given up that ghost.
And then the weekend ended with my discovery in the closet.
Ah.
Now I really want to make it clear. I like Beluga. In fact, I love Beluga. I love this little dog. I come home in the evening. What?
Again, CBA interference.
I love Beluga. I do. Don, I swear to God, I do. This is not like Mrs. Doubtfire. This is not like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Burns ants with a mic.
I don't. I love dogs. I love dogs. I've had so many dogs in my life.
You don't bust today. You should kill all of his cats.
I did not. I said he said his cats were getting fat. I said lock them in the garage or lock them in the basement.
Right.
I've seen what he does to Beluga.
You should see Beluga when Beluga sees me when I come home in the evening.
Right.
Beluga goes nuts, jumps on me, and says,
hey,
how are you? Why?
It's called fear.
It's not.
It's called fear.
It doesn't have anything to do with me. That's the way. So this little dog, but there's been damage before. Maybe it's because I've never really, you know, yelled at the dog to the extent where I would terrify him. Well, maybe I have once or twice.
Yeah, come on.
Beluga! But here's the deal. The dog, for some reason, has accidents occasionally in the house, but he's done this probably on three or four occasions. And what he does, he did it on my dry cleaning twice, to the best of my knowledge.
Wow.
And he did it on my pants on Sunday. I got a brand new pair of pants.
How'd he climb up into your closet?
Because the dry cleaning is hanging. I've got one of those stand-up little things that has the two levels.
Right. Okay.
And so the shirts are probably about 4 inches, maybe 3 inches off the ground. So that's it on the lower level of my dry cleaning because I don't have any closets in my house.
Okay.
No real closet space in that old house. So he did that there on the plastic. And I thought, oh, maybe he's attracted to the plastic. You know, you make excuses
right.
for dogs. Well, this was it on Sunday. On Sunday, I go in and I look and I see down by where I have a folded pair of brand new pants that are on the floor that I haven't even opened yet. They don't even have tags off them. That's
right.
Why they're there. I haven't even hung them up yet. So they're sitting there and I look and in one of the creases is because they've got this, They're like some of the pants I have for the weekend. They're rubber.
Uh-huh.
They're made of Scotch Guard. They're Scotch Guard.
Stain resistant.
I should tell you the quality of garment I buy, because sitting in the little crease, not penetrating the fabric, is a perfect little river of yellow. And I know immediately what it was. You know what it looked like? It looked like somebody, if you looked at it real quick and you didn't see it jiggling around, you'd think that somebody had drizzled honey in one of these little creases in there.
And I miss you.
Now, when you first told us about this in the office, I jokingly suggested you urinate on something belonging to the dog. But you took that idea to heart.
I seized upon that idea. The thing is, I was just fantasizing. I will not do this to the dog. But I was saying, no, what I should really do is, take care of myself on the dog. You know, I should really basically relieve myself on the dog. Well, I said maybe I'll put the dog in.
Take it up a notch.
Kick it up a notch?
Kick it up to number two.
No, I was saying, now, that's too much. You know what? That would require too much maintenance afterwards.
How about, you thought about three?
Now you're talking about something. Now you're disgusting
that's
me.
That's a crime.
That is not pleasant.
Want to talk about something that hurt the dog's feelings and maybe burn his eyes?
No, I think the dog might like it. That's the weird thing about that.
I think the dog might like all three.
Yeah, the dog would probably like all three.
He's a dog, after all.
I'm not going to do that, but I looked at him really at one point. I'm like, I said, bad dog. And then I said it half-heartedly because he doesn't know. He was looking at me, or maybe he did know. Hmm? Because maybe he's selecting my pieces of clothing so he can just make a statement. And you know what I did? When I picked it up, I took it over, and it was literally so Scotch-guarded that I carried it to the commode and actually poured it off. And then because I'm just angry, and because I'm making a statement.
Let me know when you're going to be wearing those pants to work.
No, I'll never wear those pants because I made a statement. It was right in front of the kids, too. I said, Daddy, you can wash that. I said, I don't feel like washing these pants. These pants have been soiled by the dog, and I threw the pants away. I threw the pants away. I don't want to have anything to do with the pants. Robert was not the housekeeper.
I just don't want to get the wrong one.
No way. This was doggy, like it's been doggy before.
Oh, and you know the smell.
You know, I don't know. I treat the dog very nicely. In the morning, the first half hour of the morning.
I think you had the right idea in the office. Go with your first instinct.
Shower first jacuzzi.
Shower to me sounded a little gay.
The shower is a little more hygienically sound. I'd be able to get the job done.
But hold on.
Rinse the dog off.
So you get in the shower, you close the door, you got the dog in there, going to be running around in circles.
Right.
You're going to be trying to hit, you're going to do what, like go around in a circle, try to hit him?
Didn't I show you my bedroom and how small my bathroom is upstairs? I told you. Remember when I did the little thing with the beer glass?
I remember.
Where I put my fingers up against the beer glass and I said, those are my butt cheeks?
I remember.
Remember that?
Because that's how little room
I have.
Very tight.
He could not. He could not escape me.
That would be like pouring a gallon of water in an ant.
Yeah, it would. It would work. It would be fine. And then I'd hit the shower. You know, get the shower and give him a little shower then.
We'll do it tonight.
I'm not going to do that.
Do it Wednesday night at O'Mara's.
I'm kidding, of course.
When we're having our big, we're number 15 party.
That's great. Yeah, we'll do a whole, whole little Craig Coleman thing. It'll be a lot of fun. I think that the dog, may do the same.
No one said you had to drink it, Mike.
I know. I wish he didn't do it. I wish he liked me more. I really think when the dog singles out my clothing, that means there's some issue. Haven't we heard that from people that are dog people?
Yeah, that's common sense. The dog's mad at you for some reason.
Right.
You know,
right,
probably. Clearly. Dog ever watch you in there with Carla?
No. Never.
Like he doesn't know what's happening when the door's shut?
We have to take him, we have to pick him up and put him in that bathroom.
You understand?
That's where we put him.
You understand that a dog...
Where he goes when it's, time for a dog
has, like, Spider-Man sense when it comes to his nose.
I know.
You put him in another room,
Okay, so what's the suggestion
he
here? That I let him stay while that's happening? Nobody can do that.
No.
Can either one of you guys perform if there's a dog in there?
Wouldn't like that.
I used to.
You did not. You talked about it. You said you hate it when the dog's in there.
Yeah, but
I'm sure we have occasionally.
But eventually I would cave because it reaches a point when, like with Frida and I, you hear this on the door.
The pawing.
It's pawing. It's like, what is that? It's the dog who wants to come in. It's like, Jesus, I'm going to lose everything if we let the dog in. But finally, I would give in and let the dog
in. And see, that's what's cool about Baloo, because normally he's put in the bathroom, and he just sits quietly.
That's why he's mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Then once again, I ask for suggestions. What the hell am I supposed to do? I'm not gonna have the dog lie on the bed where he's comfortable while that's going on, especially if it becomes, sniff time in the middle of,
Mike, we got a break. PID, man. Mm-hmm. P-I-D.
What's that?
Put it down.
Dog, no. Oh, my God.
That's my solution to everything these days.
No, absolutely not.
That's it.
Seems harsh.
No, I believe that would be a deal breaker with young Carla.
Yeah. Put her down.
Yes. Put her down.
Two for one, Mike.
Now, once again, as it always ends up, I'm going to put myself down. That's it. Well, you won't have to worry about Daddy taking the kids to the wrong movie.
Hold on. Before we break.
The movie with the Vaseline.
Yeah. And I know we've got a break we got to hit here, but hold on. Pat, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going today, guys?
All right, my friend.
Hey, I have a friend here in town that his cat used to do things around his house and pee in the corner or pee
cats.
On the tires.
That's
in the
cats.
Car.
Cats just do that.
My cats.
Yeah, they do that. But he took his cat through. That seemed to stem the tide for quite a while before the cat would do anything bad again.
Hey, now.
So it worked for him.
There you go. Thank you, my friend.
So you're welcome, guys.
So what that caller is saying is that fantasy suddenly becomes reality.
You did seem to relish the idea.
Mm. Maybe a little glass of white wine, and then I'll spring the idea on Carla.
Peanut butter.
Or better yet, I'll keep it a secret.
Let her walk in on that. Mm-hmm. Let you explain that. You're in there naked.
It's not what you think.
You know what? There would really.
You're in there naked going, I'm trying to teach the dog a lesson.
That's all I could say. I couldn't figure out a lie for that one.
You perv.
Right.
All right, well, why aren't you soft?
Stop it. I wasn't doing anything. Nothing going on here.
You're Ron Burgundy.
Somebody walk this off.
Or I Charlie Sheen.
I turn around fully engaged. What? What? It's nothing.
Big, gigantic.
It's nothing at all.
What?
I think I ate something. I think I ate something bad. That's all I say. That's like the generic excuse. I ate something bad.
You're naked and you're aroused in the shower with the dog, and your answer is you ate something bad.
Perfect. You're set.
You know what? The excuse or the lie, if I was caught, would be something along the lines of the dog got into something and I was cleaning him up.
Mm-hmm.
And my excuse would be, hey, it's early morning.
And I know because, remember,
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
Right. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams.
Yes, Ann.
Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ed.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Well, in case you haven't heard us talk about it,
we suck.
Mm-hmm. Our ratings suck.
Yep.
We're down to number 15.
Ouch.
Oh, my God, embarrassing.
Baby.
Help. Number 15 out of 36 radio stations.
Help.
In the overall beauty pageant, our ratings suck. So, we got to do better shows.
Yes.
But you gotta listen harder.
Hey, Don, what about all the demographics we're number one in?
For losers, Mike.
Okay.
It's for losers.
All right.
It's for losers.
Okay.
You play in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you stand up like a man and you say when you suck, when you say the ratings suck, you gotta be a man. You gotta take it for a couple of months.
Yep.
You gotta know punks out there are gonna be laughing at you.
Mm-hmm.
Going, ha! It's finally happened. We've only been saying it now for 20 years. These guys have been working together. But this time we're really sure.
Sure.
This time we're really sure.
Right.
That this time they're really going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, all you guys? Eat me raw! Do you hear me? This is passion.
Yes, it is.
I don't even have to be funny to get you to listen! My finger.
Be careful.
Christ.
Don't you do bend it back? You jam it? Jam it. This is passion and this is pride. Passion and pride.
Love hurts.
Christ. Passion of the Christ. Ow.
Don't hurt me.
Bear with me. Hold on. I lost momentum there when
you
I
were
hurt my
saying
finger.
This is passion. This is about passion.
Eat me raw is where you left off.
Thank you. Oh, my finger hurts too much to continue.
I know.
Well, suffice to say, we need your support.
Listen harder.
Ow.
I know.
I mean.
Let go of the pain, Don. Play with the pain. Ronnie Lott, Don. Ronnie Lott.
Cut it off, Rob!
All right, go ahead.
give me an old razor blade.
Take the finger.
Cut it off.
Take the finger.
Now, the show's coming back strong. Mm-hmm. So what we want you to do is be a part of this now. We'll do our part. We won't try to suck. You got to listen harder. And we want to get out there as much as it kills. Well, basically me. The oldest rule in radio, I s you not. You go out and shake hands, and I guarantee your ratings will go up. Well, goddamn, we've not gone outside and done anything outside. I mean, outside the radio station with our listeners for almost 3 years.
Yeah, now. Very, very long time. Yeah.
That's got to change. So let's start this. Let's start this Wednesday night at Mike's Joint party. Mike's got some free food.
Yep.
There'll be booze. You got to buy your own booze. We can't buy booze for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be there, and it's basically want to come out, have you be one of the first 1,000 people there, get the buttons that are made now, saying, you know, listen harder, Don and Mike, rated number 15.
Giving away the buttons. I've also been told by my guy Jeff that we're going to have all sorts of other giveaways there too. So it should be a fun night.
This is going to be a monthly get together.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Because the ratings come out every month. And next month, we ain't going to be number 15. So right now, just all you guys with your pants around your ankles who've been saying this for 20 years, get a good one. Pull that Wang computer up to you.
Yes.
And type until your fingers bleed.
Sure.
They suck, they're going down. They suck, they're going down. Look, they're talking about it. How can they possibly spin it? They're bringing back old tired bits. Guys, leave. No way!
Uh-huh.
God damn! I swear to Christ. That's a promise.
Yes.
Like my dad used to say. That is not, what did he used to say?
A threat.
Not a threat, it's a promise.
Yeah, but he also used to say, to me, he would say, you're dumb. And to my brother, he'd say, you're stupid.
You're dumb and you're stupid.
There are a lot of things my dad used to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he used to say that too. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of all this, super producer Rob Spiewackel would like you to know.
Yes.
Christ. Whore.
Yeah.
Please join. You know, there's no card in here, incidentally, for our appearance that we're doing to promote the show.
Well, that's
Wednesday
odd.
Night. For our free appearance.
Really?
No, I'm doing that off the top of my head.
There's no card.
No, nothing's been written down for me. However, please note this card.
The card from
it's so big,
Rob.
Mike. It's so big, you could read it from across the room. Go ahead and read it. He's got it right in front of me.
Please join Rob tonight at Mr. Day's in Clarendon from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Haircuttery Apprentice viewing party prizes.
Oh, now, hold on a second.
Huh?
I got to be honest with you. He did just show me the card he made for ours.
Oh, then if he did that, then hold that up for me. Hold that up for me again.
It's like an eye chart. Like a nice chart.
I swear to God it is.
Okay.
The one
for Rob's appearance.
Then I stand by my read.
The one for Rob's appearance
right.
is like Stevie Wonder could read it.
Right.
The one I'm holding up for Mike.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. It looks like, what's it like? Stuart Little wrote this. Looks like Chicken Little wrote this.
Very small.
I need a little more help than you guys.
I don't think so.
No, you mention your names, people will show.
Okay, get out of here.
Okay, hey. Don't read it.
Well, you put it out in front of me.
So read it.
Well, you just said don't read it.
Well, it's up to you.
Is it really up to me?
It is.
Is it?
And that's the risk we take.
All that neat printing.
I know. Big, neat printing.
Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
Meanwhile, in ours, you know, he just writes. His is a commercial.
Uh-huh.
You know, now I'm reading the one that he wrote for us.
Yeah.
It's like swell giveaways, touch a hand,
dot, dot, dot,
have a word. You know, Jackie Joke Man going to work. But meanwhile, the one for him is just all gigantic capital letters. Join Rob Spiewak tonight.
Read this loud.
Yeah. almost like the angry screaming emails you get with someone when they write in all caps.
Right. Oh, yeah, I hate those.
That's exactly what he's doing. Oh, you are right, Rob.
Where are you going to be, Rob? You're going to be at Mr.
Day's tonight.
Mr. Day's tonight. Where is Mr. Day's located?
Clarendon, Virginia.
In Clarendon, Virginia.
That's quite enough.
Thank you.
All right.
That 8
is,
to 10.
I'm only doing that because he had a card. He at least had a card in there. But I've never seen a card with smaller writing on it.
Look at that. Really serious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so tiny. With a tiny writing.
Pico.
I look Chinese when I read this. You know why?
You're squinting.
I've squinted my eyes. He writes so small, but he has such big hands. He like Paul Bunyan with big blue ox.
Big giant head.
Is that why you're wearing? So that's why you're wearing your fancy clothes today.
That's right. They pay top dollar. They get me a nice.
Very nice. Okay. Nice shirt.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You'll have fun.
You can wish me good luck when I see you there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I know you will.
I won't be at home watching 24 tonight getting drunk.
No one will.
I'll be here.
Everyone will be at the Apprentice viewing party.
Yay! You know what, whore? Stop it now. Just stop it. Enough. Jesus Christ. Go to our website if you get a chance.
That's got everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's got the information on the real party. Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. We'll all be there. Mm-hmm. Now, also on our website today. What?
The party.
The party. That's
right. Time at that party. And that's what this is. I want to make sure that everybody knows that. That's what this is. We're going to be hanging out. We'll say some, you know, a few words, but we're going to hang out. And I'm going to be doing what I do every night. And, Don, you don't do it very often, but I understand you'll be doing it, too.
Oh, I believe I'm going to take the microphone and speak the truth.
It's good.
About some things that we can't say about on the radio.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, as much as it pains me, being as, you know, it's not that I am antisocial. It is that I am like Howie Mandel. Mm-hmm. This is my new rap. I'm germ-phobic.
Does that mean you will not be shaking hands?
I will, my ink, however, I will be wearing gloves.
Leather or plastic?
I'll be wearing my CSI gloves. No, come on out. We'd love to meet you. On our website today, DonandMikeWebsite.com, we only have one picture for you. Mm-hmm. And it's too great because the Sheen man, the Sheener, the man of Sheenstinia. Charlie Sheen. There's been so much crap about him over the last 2 weeks, and thanks again to our friends at the Smoking Gun for all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
They've given us like the stuff 2 days in advance, and when you see it on Extra or Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
And if you watch any of the ads on CBS, they're pushing. They're in sweeps now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pushing Charlie Sheen in this show. And I think it's a little creepy that Denise Richards has just come out and, you know, it's just an allegation, but she's saying he goes to kiddie porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on CBS just last night before 60 Minutes, it's like Charlie Sheen with that fat little kid from the show
singing the Queen song.
Sitting on his lap, yeah. Yeah, right.
That's a weird promo. You know what? You know what sucks? And this does suck. And I am going to say this because who knows what all the real facts are. You don't know. Charlie Sheen, pretty well documented, you know, that he's, like, done some sleazy stuff.
Good guy.
But when you see this.
Just misunderstood.
That's and right. I hate this, but it's the truth. You see Charlie Sheen now, and everybody looks at him a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever her little PR mission was, she succeeded, because that's what I see. When I see the guy, it's like, oh, there he is. There
well, we have on our website today is a picture of Charlie Sheen now. He has a tattoo of his wife's name, Denise, on his left inside wrist.
Mm-hmm.
We have a before and after photo. Now, what he's done is he's not removed it.
Okay.
He simply has taken a gigantic bandage, wrapped it around the tattoo, and he has a watch on top of the bandage that is covering up that tattoo with Denise Richards' name on it.
Right.
That's on our website.
And are you like me? When you see that, it makes him look even loonier.
I know. You think right away. She's right.
You know, here's the problem. I really think, no matter what, I don't think that everything he denies is deniable. I don't think everything she says is true.
Right.
But the fact is, she is getting better PR advice than he is, because he ain't getting any. It's obvious the way he's playing this.
He's great. He's so stupid, he's great.
He is dumb.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait, just let me see. We have all kinds of calls.
Oh,
God. Let's pick. Where is area code 509? Any idea? Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Where's area code 509, my friend?
Spokane.
Spokane, Washington. Right on.
Spokane.
What's happening?
Hey, I know why the ratings are down.
Okay.
No Dennis Murphy.
Right. That's it.
You know what?
We haven't
finally somebody crystallizes
Thank
it
you.
For us.
Hadn't thought of that.
Thank you. Good day.
I always knew it.
Good day.
So long, suckers.
Okay, let's see. I'm seeing all these area codes I don't recognize for some reason. 585. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Where's area code 585?
Pittsburgh, New York. It's by Rochester.
Okay, right on. By Crabchester. Hey, what's happening?
I'm just wondering, do you think the Bills made a good choice in drafting Dante Whitner?
Call me in the office after the show. I'd be glad to discuss it.
Bye!
To quote the great Ken Beatrice.
Just remember, Dom will be discussing his hot picks tonight after 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Call him.
Who won and lost in this year's draft? My insight. Plus, we'll go into the war rooms.
Get a look behind the scenes with my exclusive interview with all the GMs.
And later, watch, as ever, the guy that's stealing.
There was
an extremely awkward moment yesterday.
Okay.
Where it looked like the entire crew from ESPN did want to grab Chris Berman and do something to him like Vito did to the guy that came on to him at first in The Sopranos.
Why? What happened?
He was so over the top with his ass kissing. They got Tagliabue up there.
Ugh.
And now here's what Chris Berman says. You know,
one of the dullest men in America.
And absolutely. Mike, you know, you're the master mimic. Mm-hmm. I would not even attempt it. It's like, you know, it's a Mr. Commissioner.
Mank. You've meant so much to the National Football League, and we've been doing this on ESPN for 20 years.
You know, meanwhile, guys like in a size 20 shirt, seriously, dude, it's vanity. Wear a size 22. You won't choke yourself.
What a right.
No one knows what size neck you got.
No.
Wear a bigger. Anyway, he's there, and his face is getting all red, and then he says, and at ESPN, we're so happy that we have this for you. And he pulls out a football helmet, and Tagliabue's looking at him. And it's got the ESPN logo on it. And Chris Berman says, how'd you know? This is for you, and this has been signed by every member of our superstar team.
I
know you've been with me.
God!
He says, you'll notice right here, Dan Patrick, Stuart Scott, Linda Cohn, and meanwhile, Paul Tagliabue looks there like, he's really looking at him like, you really could have brought a dog turd up and presented to me, and I would have been happier with it.
There it is with ESPN. There it is with these guys that somehow think they're part of what they cover.
Right.
They're not. They're the messenger, and they think that they're these. They think they're the athletes.
Anyway, it was
sucks.
It was great because even the other ESPN guys. Let me think who was sitting there with him at the time. I think it was
Jaws. Was he up there?
I think so, and Tom Jackson,
okay. Maybe
Chris Mortensen,
right. And
maybe Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
And the more Berman did this, the more that the rest of them all just back their chairs away.
Whose idea was that? Had to be Stuart Scott's. Like, probably Stuart Scott's and Chris Berman,
like, dude,
because they both take it a little too seriously.
What is going on? Okay, so I of course was over the internet all weekend looking at the draft, you know, because I'm day like that. I'm sorry. I look at it. I'm one of those idiots that looks at it the next day and says, oh, my God, Green Bay got that guy from Ohio State. Like, that's going to turn the team around?
But serious NFL fans, I mean, people that are into that and people that are into the college game, I mean, that's a big day now, right? Aren't the ratings fairly decent for that coverage?
Yeah. I don't know if I would imagine the Lakers game probably got a higher rating on Sunday, but maybe if you compare the numbers, maybe the draft on Saturday got a higher number than the NBA game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and before I tell you about this thing about the football fan, football money, and because I did a search yesterday. It was just all NFL'd up, and I went to this website that was like sports TV, because this thing with Chris Berman just pissed me off, and I wanted to see. I didn't TiVo when I changed the channel.
Right.
And, you know, if you're watching something and you change the channel, it's like, crap, I changed the channel. I go back to 206 or 73, whatever it is on high def, and I go, oh, it won't back up in time. It doesn't remember that I've changed channels.
You erase all your previous material unless you're recording it to start with.
Because the great thing with TiVo is if you're watching something and you've been watching it for 20 minutes live, you can press a button that says record, and it will record for the whole time you've had it on that channel. It goes back in time to when you turned that channel on.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me quizzically?
Oh, because you don't have to hit record to do that. It runs all the time. So at any point, you can hit the jump back button and watch it.
If you stay on the same channel, right?
Right. Only if you stay on the same channel.
But if you
want
to hold it and like go to another channel and come back, you record it and you start to record it. Yeah.
Oh,
you do
that. Yeah. If you record it, sure. Yeah.
So anyway, I changed channels and then I went back and then, oh, you know, crap, that would be good for the show.
Right.
I go back to 206. I see, oh, I can't tape it. So I go upstairs. I go like to Delicious Audio, whatever that site is. I can't find it. But I find this thing. Who is, they've got like that, the Q thing that where you rate people by their personality.
Okay, right. Q rating. Mm-hmm.
Who is the most popular TV sports personality? It's a brand new list, just came out yesterday.
Hmm.
Madden is number two.
Wow.
Madden is number two.
Number one.
I only got a second on this. So
Al Michaels?
No. Buzz?
I don't know. Terry Bradshaw?
Hey!
People love the Terry Bradshaw.
Buzzy! Way to go!
It was just a hunch.
That's not a damn good hunch.
Not funny. Good call. Well, he said that a lot on the show, Buzz.
Yes.
Good call.
That's terrific.
Terry Bradshaw is the most popular.
I like it when Buzz gets the sports poll. I really do.
John Madden is second most popular. Here's a wild card.
Wild.
John Saunders from ESPN is the third most popular.
John Saunders, isn't he like a third-tier ESPN guy?
He's the sports reporter's guy.
Okay, all right.
Maybe hockey. Mm. Then, let me see. The most trusted. Who do you think the most trusted man is in sports broadcasting? Who is the man they equate to, like, being, from our day, the Walter Cronkite?
Dick Enberg.
No, and your guess is not right. It's not Sam Rosen.
I would have guessed Madden, but...
No.
No.
It is...
Is it our guy?
Oh, Nancy? Dan Patrick.
Ah. Dan Patrick? I like Dan Patrick.
Who's the least trusted TV sports personality?
Mel Kiefer.
No, although I'll give you a hint. This guy's got bad hair, too.
Bad hair like Mel Kiefer.
No, I didn't say like Mel Kiefer, but this guy's got bad hair, too. I could give you a hint, and you'd get it right away.
Tony Kornheiser.
Tony Kornheiser's got no hair.
Bad hair.
Okay.
Give me one little hint.
Bad touch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm lost.
Marv Albert.
Buzz!
Marv Albert. Buzz, come on over here. You have earned the second seat today.
You should have come with me to Atlantic City today.
I guess so.
God damn it. Look at the luck. Today, Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the whole pee on the dog thing.
Yeah,
I'm rattled.
I understand in the movie.
Marv Albert. And I don't know if any of you guys watched any of, I don't know which game it was. Maybe it was the Wizards game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Marv Albert was calling on TNT.
Uh-huh.
His hair is toupee, which used to be coffee black,
right.
Like Ronald Reagan hair.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like accented with touches of red.
Oh, really?
And and really...
So what you're saying is that he's actually doing something different to the wig.
It's at a jaunty angle.
Send me have a sandwich. Wow. I'm highlighting my wig this week.
Yes! If you get a chance, check it out. And, Christ, we got phone calls? Yes, we do. Phone calls?
Kicks, save it a beauty.
Phone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, did you watch the draft when Kansas City made their pick and then Chris Berman started interviewing Herm Edwards and they started booing really loud and then they must not have shut off Tom Jackson's microphone. He started laughing like a little girl.
Well described, sir.
What's great is that they do it from New York and it's Jets fans and they hate everybody and they boo everybody.
Yeah, the Jets are the laughing stock of the city. I mean, they really are. The Jets are the popular whipping boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Chris Berman?
916. I know this area code means Sacramento.
That might account for the delay.
Hello. And...
Hello, Modesto. Chico Stockton?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Now, here we have Commissioner Paul Tagliabue.
What's happening, Tags?
Hey, watch it.
It said no. Tag, not tard.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Donna Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
Oh, hey, guys.
I can already tell you what this is about.
Yep. What?
Hey, no, he wants to come to your place on Wednesday night.
Nothing we can do. It's public joint. You want to come out Wednesday night, Tom?
Yes.
Of course you do.
How's the parking?
Do you have any cripple parking?
No. I'm gonna see if I can get a limo.
Get a ride.
Right, Tom. Oh, get a limo. You going to bring some chicks?
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
If you get a chick, what would you want to do with her, Tom?
TF her.
You're my man. Okay, Tom, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you Dennis Murphy keeps calling me and saying a bunch of bull crap and everything. I got tickets to go Saturday night down to the 9:30 club.
Oh.
And I saw all the TFing.
He's talking about he went to the Junkies party.
That was this past Saturday, right?
Right, the bikini contest that they had on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had fun.
How'd the Junkies like seeing you?
Good.
You know, you should really be a pal to the junkies like you are to us.
Well, I'm good to, with you all.
I know, but I don't mind sharing you, Tom.
They are crazy about you.
Just, I don't like sharing you with guys from other stations, but if you want to call the junkies
anytime you want, and ask for Eric Bickle.
Eric Bickle.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's out there, this guy on MySpace keeps telling me he knows you, Mike. His name is Ben. His name is Ben.
Ben.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben.
Ben Peterson.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Gentle Ben.
Yeah.
Ben Davidson.
Yep.
Ben Davidson was the one. Was he an operator?
Ben Vereen.
Oh, man.
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's who it is.
King of the Bens.
Ben, you're knucklehead. You don't do this again.
It's all about the Benjamin.
I'm sorry somebody that says he knows me is bothering you, Tom.
Tom, we got to go take us a break, my friend.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
Okay, and that was very?
Very. All right, this is it. Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.
That was very?
Very good.
No, before you said tard one time, and that
was
really great.
It's a totally different time that we're doing this.
Mikey's like a dog. He has no concept
of
time.
He probably would if it was later in the program.
He has no... Tom, what time is it now?
I'm going to prove it to you right now.
Okay.
If we were doing like Buzz... Right before the Buzz News, right after Buzz Tease, and Don said, that is very... I always say something. What would it be, Tom?
Very...
I said, there's a word I use. That was very...
Very good.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, I was trying. God, would have let me down, Tom.
Let's do it again, Mike.
Let's do it again, Tom.
That was very pro...
Effited.
Yes!
Pro what?
I don't know. He turned professional into effited.
Close enough.
Okay, bye, Tom.
All right, guys, get a break. Go to traffic.
Tom's having himself a Monday.
It's Monday.
Did you stay up late this weekend, Tom?
Yes, I did.
Did you stay up late last night?
No, I didn't. I went to bed early.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Nothing yet.
Oh,
what do you mean?
I had a bowl of cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Captain Crunch.
Mm. Try it on chicken.
No. You know what I'm having for dinner tonight?
What?
SOS.
Oh, S on a single, beef on a single, on a shingle,
or the soap pads.
You know what it is, don't you?
Cream.
Red chick beef.
Cream.
Buzz is right. He's going to be
you all.
You know what's good on that, Tom? You know what's good on SOS?
What?
Mustard.
Nah, it's better. Watch it now.
Watch it, Mike.
And you know, you could get some of that and rub it on a girl, and you could TF her with it.
I had some stuff here for TFing.
What do you have?
I got some cream cheese and... cream cheese and chocolate milk.
Oh, man. I'd like to get a Dutch oven from him tonight.
What woman wouldn't want that poured on her?
SOS, cream cheese,
S-O-S,
chocolate,
and
chocolate milk.
Mm. Is chocolate milk your favorite kind of milk, Tom?
Yeah. It's cream cheese, chocolate milk, and SOS.
Are those your favorite lubricants?
Yes.
Don't knock the cream cheese.
All right, Tom. Come on, you monster. Take us to break. Take us to break, Tom.
Guys, Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15, unrated, The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, free FM.
He's gone. The good news, honey, you're not stuck in. Hello.
An accident west on 66 near Fairfax.
And now we did this at the beginning of the show. Give us 30 seconds. Just some support to those who are out today doing what they have to do.
Oh, this is nice. La Cucaracha.
Please, no talking.
Sorry.
Takes away from the reverence. As a matter of fact, you've ruined it.
I'm sorry.
I disagree. That's okay. I've got more.
Good.
I heard you again. Okay, can you please be quiet?
I'll
while
be
we
quiet
give,
for the next
while
one.
While we give a moment to those who are here illegally.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Too to, what is that? Mexican radio by who? By Wall of Voodoo?
Yeah.
No. Okay, one more. For those who are out today doing what they do.
Take me out to the ball game.
They'll appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, swing, bada, bada, swing. Here's the part where he goes, swing, bada, bada, swing. Is it coming up?
Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
Right.
Swing, bada, bada, swing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Enough of that.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. We're number 15 in the ratings, so we're having a party tomorrow night. Oh, no, on Wednesday night. Night after tomorrow night. It's at Mike's. At O'Mara's. At Hank's Look Around Cafe. Wednesday night, 8 to 10, we'll all be there. Come out and be one of the first 1,000 people there. Get your collector's buttons. It'll only be good for the next 28 days until the monthly ratings come out again.
They are pretty.
Number 15.
Yeah.
Arbitron rated. Say right on them. Listen harder. We will do our part. We will not suck as much if you listen harder.
And we will not be ever giving away buttons that are lower than 15.
Oh, no.
That'll never happen.
No, next month, worst case scenario, 14.
Yes.
Worst case scenario.
Absolute
right.
Worst case scenario. If it goes below 15,
that's it. You know
then join us for the big suicide pack show.
It's called early retirement. Now, what's on tonight?
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, we've not even talked about The Sopranos, how great that was. Let's look ahead. Tonight on 24.
Yes.
There's a very good chance that we're going to be losing William Devane. So as a special treat, kind of a 24 bonus.
I'm soaking wet. That's classified. This is me in my car. How are you, Jack?
You keep calling me Jack. My name is Don.
Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Of course, William Devane,
you don't call me dead yet. There's every possibility, Jack, that I may have rolled out of the car prior to the car plunging off the cliff into the lake.
Your job is what? The Department of Defense? What are you, the Secretary of Defense?
Excuse me, Jack. I choked on some water. I'm the Secretary of Defense.
We'll just we can find an air pocket for you for a moment.
My cupped trousers are dripping with brackish water, Jack. So, what do you think? You think I'm gone? You think they've been foolish enough to take TV veteran Bill Devane and kill him off? Or do you think they'll show the great judgment to take a major TV icon and keep him on the show, Jack? Or do you think you're going to rely on weak talents like Chloe O'Brien and Audrey Raines, who plays my daughter,
I think it's
to
a matter
sustain the plot line?
It's a matter of national security,
not.
Isn't it?
They knew better on Knott's Landing, Jack. They're going to know better on 24 also. How about a bit of brandy? Would you care for some? I'm chilled to the bone. Soaking wet in my very expensive Italian suit.
You see, on the show 24 last week, this guy, William Devane, the guy he plays, the Secretary of Defense, he's driving his car, and rather than be shot by a guy in a helicopter,
had a laser trained on me, Jack. It was necessary for me to go off the cliff so that Jack would complete the mission and get the tape to where it had to be. And now the poor idiot is in the hold of a cargo plane. What? What's with that? That's a foolish move.
Are you
Jack.
Insane?
Are you insane? That's classified. What I'd like to do is make sure, incidentally, I received a bulletin regarding your program.
What did that? We
I see that you're
that?
Number 15 in the ratings.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Therefore, I'd like to have all of your resignations on my desk in the morning. Thank you very much. So what say you, Don?
You know what
do you
I
think
say?
That I, excuse me, what say you, Jack?
I say, are you aware that the fact that Mike does such a killer impression of you actually got a mention in the Baltimore Sun a couple of weeks
classified.
Ago?
Classified. What are you doing revealing that? No one was supposed to be aware of that, Jack. No one was supposed to know that was going to happen. That was a secret that no one was supposed to know. And then it spilled into the paper where everyone can see it. Foolish reporter.
stupid comments not to be read. I'm totally disappointed that this lack and breach of security, Jack, has resulted in my possible death on the show. Not good.
You realize that that is like the only piece of positive press that this show has gotten in the last 10 years.
That's not my greatest concern, Jack.
What's that?
No one now wants to buy my pitted out, muddy, soaking wet Crown Victoria automobile. The resale value has completely bottomed out due to the fact that it's filled with dead fish.
I need your resignation on my desk before the end of this bit.
Are you insane? I've got words for all of you. Yeah. Watch the show closely. See if they're going to revive me, just like a phoenix from the ashes, Jack. See if I rise from the abyss, if I rise from the lake, or if, like the regular 24 plot lines go, I'm simply cast aside, left by the wayside. It's not necessarily going to happen tonight. Oh, I've spoken out of turn.
Now, hold on. Are you giving us an exclusive? Will you live or die on 24?
All I know is the dumb person in the back wants me to say something.
Oh, no.
Suffer and suck attached. That's too much marijuana, Jack.
Joe Martling is now writing jokes as well.
Suffer and suck at that.
Joe.
I will live. I will live on. There are plenty of B-movies to be done on television,
hey,
Jack.
And couldn't you still play the Kennedys?
Are you insane? How would that work? Who would I play? Teddy? Old, fat, big-headed Teddy? That's not going to work, Jack.
Isn't JFK and RFK, aren't they timeless figures?
We're always
turning into TV movies about them.
I am long in the tooth to play the Kennedys in their younger day, Jack. Now I resort to playing dignified figures like secretaries in the cabinet or perhaps diplomatic officials. I can no longer play the young Kennedys. My trunk was brimming full of scuba equipment. You never know. I'm a trained Ford service officer.
Have you thought about switching shows? And maybe if you get killed off on 24, you join the cast of The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, I would be a wonderful FBI regional director pursuing Tony.
Here's the role I'm thinking about.
What are you thinking about, Jack? Get to the point, we're running out of time, and all of this is classified.
Are you familiar with the character Vito?
Vito, the homosexual?
That's right.
Yeah. The homosexual who's on the lam.
Right? Yeah.
They're trying to get him. If they get their meat hooks in him, he's a goner, Jack.
You could be like his love interest.
Are you insane? What kind of crap is that? You're talking to Bill Devane. I'm a TV lifer. Do you understand what that means? Do you know my track record in Hollywood is par excellence? And here you are saying you want me to sit there and ride the Cornhole Express with Vito. That's not going to happen, Jack. I won't tolerate it. Not on my watch. I'm Secretary Heller, and I'm scoobying up to the top of the surface of the water right now. You'll see on 24, my dream scenario, they rejected this plot line.
Okay.
Here's the scene.
Okay.
We cut quickly with the four shots in the corners of Jack on the plane, Audrey looking concerned, the evil guy in a holding cell.
All the boxes at
and
once,
of course
right.
The obligatory President Faggot stroking his chin quizzically.
President Logan.
Then they break away, and there I am, bursting through the surface with a giant breath. I've survived, Jack. I've survived my plunge off the cliff into the deepest water.
That'd be great.
I was knocked silly for a while, but due to my training as a former Navy SEAL, I've risen to the surface, and I'm going to be instrumental in saving the country from this terrible problem we have. What do you think of that, Jack?
You keep calling me Jack when you know my name is Don.
Actually, there is a thought. There's
What's
one
that?
Kennedy I have not portrayed.
Who's that?
Rose.
That's true.
I could do it, Jack. I've got the bone structure.
A rose by any other name.
What happened was, is when I went underwater, my teeth fortunately served as flotation devices. My front bicuspids were caught on the steering wheel, rocketing me to the top of the water. Therein lies my survival, Jack. And boy, when I come back, I'm coming back with a vengeance, Jack.
Here's the thing. You got to know this. You've read the script. You've done this. Do You Live or Do You Die on the show 24 tonight?
Well, you should know there are several pertinent facts, Jack, that no one's aware of. When my car hit the water,
yeah,
it went down faster than Vito with that diner owner. That's true, Jack.
Do you ever bite your bottom lip?
Occasionally, I've gone clean through the lower part, right down into my lower bite. In tonight's episode, it's revealed that I can fly.
Wow.
Fly. And I escaped from the moving vehicle as it was in midair and flew to the other side of the lake, where I immediately whipped out my cell phone and called my daughter, Audrey Raines, for a tearful reunion before she dies of blood loss.
That's right. I forgot that they...
Femoral artery. That's right. They, serious business, Jack.
They cut the vein and she's going to bleed right out,
Who's
right?
Who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for Audrey's blood loss?
RoboCop.
Well, I'm going to fly over to his place and sting him because I also have a stinger in my butt.
Wow.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Secretary Heller, the human bee.
Stinger in your butt.
I have a stinger, but it's much more severe than a bee sting.
Oh.
It paralyzes anything human. I have wings. Secretary Heller, winged crazy creature with stingers.
Buzz?
Yes.
I hope they don't kill you off tonight.
I make Superman look like a candy ass. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a man that's shaped like a bee.
Bill Devane.
Bill Devane. Super Stinger.
What are your lead stories on your news show tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, free at last. Thank God Almighty, Rush Limbaugh's free at last. Have you hugged a migrant worker today? And why you have such a small Johnson? If you undo any more of your buttons, you'll be revealing nipples.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, that was very...
That's classified!
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear the real life standby buzz?
Yes.
The real message from Oprah Winfrey, not a gag tape.
Yeah.
Really, Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, sexy. I missed you so much. Most of the day I thought about you. I missed your kisses. I missed your arms around me. I missed your lips, your hands, your legs. All of you. God, I miss you. I need you.
Oprah Winfrey.
I can't go on. To you.
Yeah. I ain't kidding about that. I got that message, and I called her back, and I said, Oprah,
I got a baguette in my pants 24/7.
We suck. Our ratings are 15th. So come see us Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. We'll be there from 8 till 10. We've talked about the free button giveaway, free food. We can't buy you booze, but, you know, come down. And we'll see you Wednesday night. All the information on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Right.
And what was that? I was trying to get this.
This doesn't play good here.
It doesn't play good there?
No, this plays good here.
You think so?
Well, once it queues.
Once it queues up? Uh-huh. I can't wait till we move to those new studios.
Yay!
90 days and counting.
90 days, Jerry!
Buzz, somebody on the phone, well, we'll do it without the sound effect, who wants to say hello specifically to you.
Oh, very nice.
And I think you'd be happy. It's not Dennis, and it's not Tom.
Don and Mike.
Hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Guess what, Buzz?
Yes?
It's a drunk chick for you.
It's a drunk chick named Samantha!
Hello, hey. Samantha. Do they call you
guys,
Sam? Do they call you Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to talk to Buzz?
Sammy Joe.
And you want to talk to Buzz?
I want to talk to Don.
Okay.
Oh, well, now it's on the screen for Buzz.
Yeah.
Yes,
Don,
hello.
I think you're very sexy.
I think you're very drunk.
I am very drunk.
What are you drinking today, Sam?
Hey, I've been drinking...
What was that? Wait a minute.
Jim Beam, and I've been drinking Mr. Smirnoff.
Jim Beam and Smirnoff?
Good. Yes.
Wow. Not really good to, you know, mix those two up.
I bet you smell
good. Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, I'm in the clear.
I bet you smell good.
Uh-huh. I smell wonderful.
I meant
my girlfriend.
I meant your breath. Oh, are you lesbian?
I have been.
Do you like men as well?
I do love men as well.
Yeah.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, they say Carmen Electra, but I have short hair.
Okay, what do they say when they're not lying to you?
That's what I've asked them. I said, don't lie to me. Come on now, dude. But I've got big boobs. Uh-huh. I've got really pretty eyes.
You got a sexy voice.
I have really short hair.
Sexy as all get out, your voice is.
How's your butt?
My butt is really round, and it's juicy.
Oh,
juicy.
It's very juicy. Come on now.
Do you look like Ace Young?
Ace, no. No.
I'm looking for a woman who looks like Ace Young from American Idol.
I'm sorry if you're gay, Dawn, but no. I do not look like that.
Bob came on the screen and said you wanted to talk to Buzz.
I did not say anything about Buzz, Dawn.
I just said she's very drunk.
Shut up, Rob, and I'll come here and kick your ass.
She wants to talk to Buzz. But as you get here, fellas, stop fighting because she's here for me.
That's right.
I'm there for Dawn.
She's all yours.
That's right. Ready for a heat-seeking moisture missile.
You know, Dawn's got a baguette.
I want a beef injection.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Sure you can. You can say that's friendly enough.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But, you know, I don't wear rubbers. So you'd have to, be fixed.
That's okay. I'm clean.
Are you tied?
Am I what?
Have you had your tubes tied?
Yes, I have.
You're psychic that way.
Are they tied on the inside or the outside?
Only
on the inside. Okay. Well, they really couldn't be tied on the outside like a pair of shoelaces.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very pretty. That wouldn't be very Carmen Electra-like.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
I am so much fun.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Her tubes are tied like a bow.
What?
That's not a child I hear in the background, is it?
No, it's not.
Is it the radio?
No.
What is it?
It's the TV.
What are you watching, darling?
Roseanne.
Yeah. I'd explain it.
Baby, what's...
Rob?
What's that channel, honey?
Oh.
What's that channel? What channel? Can I guess? Is it on TBS?
Good guess.
No, it's on one of the kids' channels.
What are you wearing right now?
Yeah. I'm wearing Levi's jeans, low cut, and a tank top. I'm serious.
Any brassiere?
I have three tattoos.
Any brassiere?
Oh, I love that.
I do have a bra on because I like to keep my twins up.
Uh-huh. Tell us about your tats.
My tats?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one that's a butterfly, of course.
Because it's the obligatory butterfly.
Of course.
Yeah. I love butterflies, though, because I love Drew Barrymore. She's my ultimate girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dream girl.
She wants me. This chick wants me, everybody. Remember.
Hey, Dawn.
Big 17-inch butterfly on her ass.
I don't have 17 inches. It's like 3 inches.
What are the other tats, and where are they?
Okay. I have one on my lower back, of course, the spot, you know.
Of course, yeah.
You mean the target?
The target spot.
The target, right.
Right. And I have one on my left shoulder.
What's that of?
Indian. It's an Indian.
Indian.
Yeah. Boy, you're like describing my dream girl. If you look like Jennifer Aniston. What I've wanted is...
I don't look like Jennifer Aniston. I'm like Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
I've wanted Jennifer Aniston covered with tattoos.
What you've got here is Carmen Electra with short hair and Chief Wahoo on her shoulder.
Do you have a pierced...
Hey, Beach Farm gets me off, baby.
Do you have a pierced belly button?
No. I have a pierced tongue, pierced ears.
When I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, I saw a chick who had a lot of tattoos... who had a belly shirt on, and I actually stopped her because it was when I was, you know, Mike says festive, I would say drunk.
Uh-huh.
I stopped her and I said, your belly button is lighting up. As it turns out, in the thing when she had it pierced, she actually had, it's got like a little battery that lasts 3 years. It lights up and her belly button lights up and flashes.
I can make my belly button light up if you want me to, Dawn.
Well, I'm sure, but this woman had a piercing and actually had a little, like battery thing, like a beep, beep, beep thing go off.
I would get it in a heartbeat if that would make you happy.
Do it.
So you got short hair. How short is your hair?
My hair is short like, oh, my God.
And is all your hair short?
Like Catwoman.
Like Catwoman.
Oh, like
Did you hear what I said? Is all your hair short?
Yes, it is. I have a landing strip, thank you.
Oh, see, that's a deal breaker for me, honey.
Oh, no, come on. Now, that's never been a deal breaker.
Why is it a deal breaker? It's a deal breaker.
You find that acceptable sometimes.
No, it's got to be a nice, big, unkempt triangle.
Say I have a patch. Is a patch good?
A patch.
Patch out.
So what, you got a little Hitler mustache?
On my face? No.
Oh, no, no, not
no.
On your face.
Down there.
I was talking about down there.
Yes. You know what? I think Don... Oh, no. I think Mike and Buzz are jealous, Don, because I am all for you.
You know
it's true. Well, you know they are.
I am. I'm very jealous.
Boy, am I loving this attention. Are you kidding me? My dream girl calling in tonight?
Yeah.
Boy.
I'm very jealous.
All drunk? Yeah, baby.
All drunk. Like, you have no idea.
So why the Monday show?
Last week. I've been trying to get through since Thursday.
Wow, that's a lot of dialing. Finally got through. Well, romance done. I mean, proposition him. Come on, let's make it count.
All right, calm down.
Boy, yeah, I'm turned on by your voice.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
Don?
Yeah, baby.
You are very sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
What?
I don't have a gag reflex.
Hey.
He's been shut up since the last time I told
do
you.
Hey, my sweet. Do you taste like a dirty ashtray?
I do.
Oh, we haven't asked that question yet. Are you a smoker?
No.
No. How old are you, honey?
I don't want to tell you.
Why?
I'm below 35.
Below 35?
Actually, I am 35.
35.
Unfortunately, Don does have a gag reflex.
That's just out of him. I don't have one.
How old are you?
I am 35.
35.
35.
Yes, I am.
35. Okay, well, I tell you what. What I will do is put your name in the hat. As you know, my new policy now that we're number 15 in the ratings. Once a month.
Will float up to the top.
Once a month, I'm just going to pick a lucky listener's name at random, be they a male or female.
Send us a picture.
Go to their home.
You want a picture?
Make love to them.
Yeah. You want a face shot or another shot?
Any shots you want. In fact, a whole collection.
How about a money shot?
Oh, I'll get you a money shot.
Really?
Yeah.
No, seriously, send pictures.
Whose money will you be using? Anyone I know?
No, my own money.
Ah, your own money
I
shot.
I see what you're saying.
Do you understand what a money shot is?
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
I think if she's talking gag reflex, she understands that.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it have to be, if a money shot, wouldn't it have to be, I'm thinking of.
I can take it myself and pay myself.
Very good. Yeah, but send the photos along. I'm dying to see what you look like.
I will send a photo. Do you want to send it to the website?
Pardon me?
Yes, send it to the website.
Send it to our website. Absolutely.
Well, what if John doesn't give it to you because you know how he is?
I guarantee you he will give us your picture.
Do we have virus protection?
All right,
honey. Thank you.
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Love you long time.
Love you long time.
Okay.
Long time.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Keep drinking and we'll keep screwing. Because you know that's what I want to do. Screw you day and night, honey.
You call her your little butterfly.
Well, Buzz?
Yes.
You must be one jealous man.
Of course I am.
I took that call thinking it sat on the screen.
Wants to talk
drunk
to Buzz.
Drunk lady wants to talk to Buzz.
That's what we heard.
But how about that, guys? That's
you
right.
Know why I like
she
her?
She wants some of this. You get what
That's
I'm
right.
saying? Classy lady.
So you.
Fine lady.
And you know why you should like her?
Special lady.
You should like her because she answered all of our questions.
Yeah.
That's the criteria.
Especially the one. Yes, do you taste like an ashtray? Yes. Or maybe that was no.
I think that was no. She doesn't smoke.
Well, she said yes, but then she said she didn't smoke.
Oh,
so apparently
okay.
She smells like an ashtray even without smoke.
You know,
possible?
She probably tastes like an ashtray down in her daisy. It'd be like,
I thought she was wonderful.
It'd be like,
very nice.
It would be like looking out an ashtray that's sitting out all night.
Really?
With a bunch of cigarette butts in it and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think I think you ought to try it.
You'd be a fool to pass it off.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure I would.
Yeah, you
sure I would.
Don't pass it up, you fool.
You only regret what you don't do.
That's only right. If she's got chlamydia. If she's got chlamydia.
She said she was clean.
She's my chick.
I can't be with her. She said she was clean.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
That's all right.
But you'll take the photos.
Oh, absolutely.
That's always important.
And that's the operative word. I will take them.
Mm-hmm.
Not I'll take them. I mean, I will.
You'll take the pictures.
Click, click.
Girls on film.
Buzz, I know you had stuff, and
have
sorry,
you
but yeah. Chicks are crazy for my meat.
Obviously, and far be it for me to stand in the way.
So when we come back, we've got another big 10-minute segment. Immigrants
and whatever else we have time for.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
And more talk about baguettes.
I'm That's sorry. What's doing it.
I'm sorry, as always, that my penis is getting in the way of the show. Sorry, Buzz.
Well, it happens.
Sometimes he just comes into the room, and what are you going to do?
20 years I've been dealing with that.
He's I got fucked. A baguette in my pants 24/7.
Right. It's like Charlie Sheen in Scary Movie. Be back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Your home for petting. To a point.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now here he is. Guy Burnley, no drunks calling during this break. Here's Buzz with news and comments. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
So how was your day without immigrants? There's no way to measure yet the impact of today's boycott, of all things gringo. The boycott was designed to push the president to help and give citizenship to the 12 million illegals already in this country. It was predicted that millions of immigrants would avoid shopping, working, and going to school today so that their absence would be felt and appreciated. Some businesses, many businesses, closed, including many McDonald's locations. Even the big meatpacking companies closed in advance, like Tyson. Millions of immigrants did work today, but even some of them made and attended rallies, massive rallies. Many of those rallies in cities that were supposed to have ground to a halt. In Santa Ana, California, there was a clash between protesters and onlookers that involved yelling and throwing eggs.
So you mean the guy that called earlier from somewhere in California where he said, my McDonald's is closed.
He's telling the truth.
Here in Virginia, around somewhere around Culpeper, Virginia.
Oh, you're right, but then there was a guy from California. So they really were closed
around
today.
The country, some of them were, because much of their workforce in those individual cases involved immigrants. There were even protests today in Mexico City.
Mike, he mentioned Tyson's chicken as well.
Tyson's chicken, yes.
Mike Tyson's chicken.
I just, I don't know about Tyson's chicken.
What about it?
Well, I don't shower much.
Why?
Those are things you see.
Like what?
You see guys' genitals, you guys' rectum.
There were even
Tyson's chicken.
There were even protests in Mexico City, Mexico, today, where one man said he and his family would avoid American fast food restaurants located there. And who hires illegal aliens? According to a new study, you do. As a unit,
yeah, Rob does.
Homeowners are the biggest single employer of illegals, as you may have guessed if you've ever been to Home Depot or someone mentioned earlier, 7-Eleven. Statistically, 3 out of 4 of the day laborers in this country are here illegally. Homeowners hire 49% of America's day laborers. Contractors hire 43%. You can do it. They can help.
What's right. Now, I have complied with your every request.
It's a Mexican.
Agree?
It's
work.
Cuban.
Good. Because now I have one of my own.
Andy Garcia.
Run and hide, asshole. Run and hide.
Hide. Yeah, run and hide. Run and hide. Okay, my America. So it's back to normal tomorrow, right, Buzz?
Apparently so.
America we'll back hitting on all 6.5 cylinders tomorrow?
We'll begin to tally up the impact of it tomorrow.
Muy caliente.
The president.
Well, that guy that was impersonating the president standing next to him.
Muy Barbara's, Laura Bush is hot.
Hot.
Muy caliente.
God. I don't know why that bugged me, but it did. Something about it, some sanitized aspect of that bugged me.
I know why, because we're talking about the press correspondents' dinner.
The White House correspondents' dinner.
Because of the fact that there was a guy up who did a not bad impression of Bush.
Certainly looked like
him. Also, the guy from The Daily Show just skewered Bush, and to the point where he wasn't laughing anymore. It's like he was up there on the dais and he was looking at this guy, Stephen Colbert, and it was like, okay, funny. But and then they got to the point where it was like, you could see it in Bush's eyes, like, hey, this guy is just cutting me an a-hole like you wouldn't believe. But I know you had to watch that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I did, and it was amazing. Now, traditionally, the evening's official comedian at that event balances his attacks between the president and the press. But Stephen Colbert focused uncomfortably on the president, as Don said, saying he, quote, believes Wednesday what he believed Monday, despite what happened Tuesday. He told the president, quote, your low approval ratings are based on reality, and reality has a well-known liberal bias. The president stopped smiling, as Don said, somewhere about the middle of Colbert's routine.
I got to go check this out.
Watch it when it's replayed on C-SPAN.
I got to check this out.
It's pretty incredible. It's almost like Fahrenheit 9/11 in as far as if you just watch Bush's face,
right,
when the guy from The Daily Show is just absolutely boom, body blow, boom, body blow. You see him. He's not bright enough to play along.
So the thing is, but obviously he got torpedoed, too, because they do, and you know, they didn't see that coming. Another error in judgment.
All right, hold on, I know we're talking about Stephen Colbert. The other thing they did was Bush and a guy who looked and sounded like Bush.
Right.
Here's the audio of that.
I agree with the press that Dick was a little late reporting that hunting episode down in Texas. In fact, I didn't know a thing about it till I saw him on America's Most Wanted. Cheney, what a goofball. Shot the only trial lawyer in the country who's for me.
Among others in the audience.
Not the funniest clip.
No. And that's how it went. So it went.
But the Stephen Colbert stuff is really funny.
I can't wait to see that.
But it's on the internet as well.
He's mentally retarded.
And among others in the audience.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Thank you.
Ben Roethlisberger was there, the plumber from Desperate Housewives, and Skunk Baxter of the Doobie Brothers wearing a kilt.
Hey, nice pull. You know, you read those celebrities that come to D.C., and you realize it ain't L.A., is it?
And Skunk Baxter, but I'm so glad you had that name. He's the one I saw the picture of. Now, you'd know him. He's the guy.
Jeff Skunk Baxter of the Doobie Brothers.
The famous guy.
Yeah.
But it's like, hold on. That's the best you can get?
I think maybe like a supporter, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's why.
I believe that's correct.
I think now he's a scientist of some sort.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I will look into that. We had a story about him before, but I've forgotten
you
what
did.
It is.
I think you did have a story about him.
Now. I just want to say real quickly, Rush Limbaugh made a deal with the prosecutors on those prescription fraud charges. He has to have random drug tests, go to rehab, and in 18 months it'll be wiped off his record as if it never happened.
Right. I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
So we'll just have to remember his track record on our own.
Yeah, very dangerous to use Rush Limbaugh and wiped in the same news story.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
We can't seem to get it done.
Tongs! Marla! hold on, he's gone from a free... He's gone... Is he still with Darren Kagan?
No, they broke up.
They broke up.
Yeah.
New whore! Tongs!
Wipe! Clearly unfinished business.
Baby blues.
Must have sanitary wipe.
Cabbage! Wilma.
Flop sweats! Feeling faint, dizzy.
EIB.
Thank you. No.
Big tune in today.
By the way, he said on his show today that this plea bargain that he reached was like winning in court for him. It was a huge victory. Weird, strange sex stories.
Which judges love that.
When we come back.
Yeah, you know, as I didn't have 2,000 pills, but I think everybody knows that I dabbled in designer drugs for a while. No, come on. I used to party, and I got nailed, too, and I got the same type of deal. I think most people, if you've got a clean record, even if you've gotten in some kind of trouble before, nothing major, they give you the opportunity. Right. You know, you got to go get for a year and a half. Then, you know, your record's okay. He didn't get anything that anybody else wouldn't have gotten. I think he's wrong, though, by getting on the radio. Mike's right, the stuff about saying, I'm not guilty of anything. Right. Hey, listen, one thing I learned the hard way, and thank God it never happened to me, a judge can sentence you to anything a judge feels like.
And when he's on that those terms of his probation, that judge can call him back in anytime he feels like, especially if he doesn't like something.
You shouldn't be running your fat mouth.
No, but that's what he does.
You should just go fill up the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Just fill up the cup once a month.
Missed the aim. Bam. Weird, strange sex stories when we return.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know.
Baby, I love their way. Every day. Don and Mike.
Rob's doing something tonight. More importantly, we're number 15. And we're having a We're Number 15 party Wednesday night. Everybody's invited at Mike's Joint, O'Mara's and Manassas VA. Free buffet for you, swell giveaways, and, you know, buy your own drinks, but we can't buy you drinks, no. But you know what I'm saying.
It'll be worth your while.
Yeah, and get one of the pins, which will only be good for 30 days.
Right.
Saying that we're number 15.
Right.
And you're going to listen harder.
Bingo!
And we're going to try not to suck as much.
We'll try.
We're trying very hard.
I know.
How are we doing today?
I like it.
Well, what do you know?
Precisely. Let's go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, a woman in Tampa, Florida says she's taken to sleeping on the floor in her living room after what happened to her. It was warm Friday night, so this 38-year-old woman decided to sleep in the nude, no covers, with the window open.
Baby.
Air conditioner was broken.
Yeah.
Hello.
She looked like Carmen Electra. Her sleep was broken by what she thought was a roach crawling across her chest.
Oh. What was it, Buzz?
Turns out it was the fingers of a guy who then proceeded to put his tongue in her ear.
Noticed you had your window open.
She says that when she confronted him, he crawled out the window. She put on a T-shirt and awoke her sons, who used the family's pit bull to help her catch the guy. He's now in jail.
Family pit bull.
In Yonkers, New York, a 62-year-old retired schoolteacher's fighting the cable company over her bill, which, thanks to all the porn she's purchased, totals over $1,400. She says it's a mistake. She says the only person who ever visits is her 81-year-old mother.
Hello!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we I know tomorrow, one of the segments, I'm going to be heading up the interview, right? Because it's a pornographer who's got a casting call. Is it an over 60?
Yeah, world's largest senior citizen gangbang.
Oh, senior citizen gangbang.
Oh, man. Smell it.
Guys, I own that, okay?
All right.
We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And you?
Yes.
Where are you going to be tonight again?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.